Today's daf is Makis daf Beis, and we are Be'ezus Hashem in the beginning of a new Mesechta, Meseches Makis. So, Meseches Makis, as its name implies, deals with the halachos of Makis. And in many ways, it's a continuation of the latter part of Mesechta Sanhedrin. Really, the last two-thirds of Mesechta Sanhedrin dealt with Mises Bezdin, Misa B'dei Shamayim, Kores. The end of the Mesechta dealt with Olam Haba. These are all Oinchim and, to a degree, Schar that one gets as it relates to his observant of Torah Mitzvahs. Mesechtas Makis continues with that theme and discusses different averos that if a person violates, he's going to be punished, and the punishment that he's going to receive is lashes, it's Makis. Now, as it relates to Makis, we know there are two types of Makis. There's what's known as Makis d'Oraisa, Malkus with a Lamed, and then there's what's known as Makis d'Rabbanon, or more popularly referred to as Makis Mardos. Our Mesechta is going to discuss Malkus d'Oraisa and Makis Mardos d'Rabbanon. However, primarily, it's going to discuss the Iker Parsha Malkus, which is Malkus d'Oraisa. Now, you would expect that the Mesechta would do a deep dive and start talking about what exactly Malkus is and what Avera one would have to be over in order for him to be Chayiv Malkus. It's interesting that the Mesechta does anything but that. In fact, the Iker Perek that's going to go into the laws of Malkus is the third Perek, Elohein Aloiken. There we're going to have a whole list of people that if they violate this Avera, they get Malkus, and we're going to have Mishnayos that's going to talk about exactly how Malkus was administered, somewhat graphic, but the point is that the real Kitzur Shulchan Aruch of Malkus is first going to be discussed in the third parak. The Masechta begins with a rather obscure example of an Oivir Avera that gets Malkus. The Oivir Avera is somebody that testified falsely in court. He was found to be an Eid Zoyman. For whatever reason, we can't give him the traditional punishment that an Eid Zoyman gets, which is Kasha Zomam, as we're about to see. And in lieu of Kasha Zomam, we give him Malkus. So we're discussing it because this person is going to be subject to Malkus, which again is the topic du jour. It's the topic of the Mesechta. Stating that, it's anything but your prototypical example of Malkus. In fact, it's really a very much parsha mechudeshes within the world of Malkus. So, the first Mishnah is going to discuss an Eid Zoymein who doesn't get Kasha Zomam, but instead gets Malkus. As a result, the introduction to the first Mishnah is really not so much the laws of Malkus, but it's more the halachos of the Eid Zoymein. And the truth is, the first perek of Mesechtas Makis very much discusses the laws of Hazama. Mesechtas Makis is a Mesechta that's learned in Yeshiva, and the first sugya, which spans a few daf, and very much goes into the lumdis and the kishkes and the halachos of Hazama, and really that is what the introduction to the Mesechta is. So what exactly is an Eid Zoyne? So we know that in Mishpatei HaTorah, the greatest evidence that a person could administer to court is two Eidim. The Torah says, and this is in Parsha Shoiftim, Perek Yitzayim, Pasuk Vav, Al pi shnayim edim, oy shloisha edim yumas hames, lo yumas al pi edachot. The Torah is clearly talking about misas bezdin, capital punishment, and the Torah says that had his bezdin give somebody misas bezdin, it's al pi shnayim edim, oy shloisha edim, either two edim or three edim. Lo yumas al pi edachot, to make it abundantly clear, if an edachot would come and say that somebody did something for which he's chayv misas bezdin, lo yumas bezdin is prohibited by a loisa, say they would not be allowed to give this person Misas Bezdin. So Misas Bezdin is administered only if there are two Eidim. There's another pasuk. This is also in Parsha Shoiftim. This is already two prokem later. It's Perek Yutes. It's pasuk Tes Vav. Lo yokum edechot be'ish l'chal avayin u'l'chal chatos b'chal chet ashe yecheto al pishnei Eidim oy al pishloisha Eidim yokum davar. Another pasuk that says al pishnei Eidim oy al pishloisha Eidim yokum davar. Now this pasuk is not talking about Misas Bezdin. That was the previous pasuk. What's this pasuk talking about? It's a little unclear. L'chol avoin, u'l'chol chatos, b'chol chet asher yecheta, different types of chata. The only time Bezdin can ascertain that a person is guilty of this is if there would be two or three edim that would come in and say as such. So Chazal in different places darshan this pasuk, and they said, number one, this pasuk is talking about dinei mamonos, that the only time we can schlep money out of somebody is if there are two edim. If you don't have two edim, then you can't be machriya dinei mamonos. Not just that, ulechol chatas. The only time a person can be chayv a carbon is if we have two edim that say that this person committed a sin for which he's going to be chayv a carbon. Chazal also said, ein dover shebe'er v'pachas mishnayim. And that's based on this pasuk, although it's not mefurish in the pasuk. It says, al pishnei edim ay al pishloisha edim yakum dover. It also says, ki matza be'er v'az dover in the parasha of Arayas. And we learn from there, dover, dover, mimamin. And just like when it comes to dinei mamonos, there's a halacha of al pishnei edim ay al pishloisha. So too, when it comes to Dovah Shev Erev, there's also halacha of Al Pishnei Edom Ay Al Pishloi Shedim. But really, these two psukim, both in Parasha Shoiftim, one talking about Misas Bezdin, the other one a little bit more general, is the makar to this idea of two Edom. Now, why do two Edom work? It's not so poshid. In fact, the Rambam in different places, some of them in Hilchas Yisoidei HaTorah, interestingly enough, where he's talking about Nevuah, he throws in a little bit of lundus in terms of understanding how Edus works, says it's a Xeris HaKasim. At the end of the day, just because two Edom walk into Bezdin and say that Reuven killed Shimon doesn't necessarily mean that Reuven killed Shimon. Just like if one person would walk into Bezdin, you would say, I hear, maybe the guy's lying. So too, if two people walk into Bezdin, you could say the same, I hear, maybe the two guys are lying, right? There's no circumstantial reason for us to assume beyond a reasonable doubt that if two people walk into Bezdin and say something happened, that means it's for sure what happened. Stating that in Mishpatei HaTorah, if two Edom walk into Bezdin and they're cross-examined, Drisha v'Chakira, and we find out that their stories corroborate, we accept what they said as if we know with 100% certainty that that's what happened. This is the Gzeiras HaKasav, it's the Chiddush HaTorah. This is something that every single kid in Cheder knows. This is the Iker Parsha of Edus. The truth is, the power of Edus is so strong that in Halacha, it makes no difference if you have two Edim, or if you have three Edim, if you have five Edim, or if you have 100 Edim. In fact, the words of Chazal, Terei is Kimeya. Two are literally like 100. There's a Gzeiras HaKasav that we accept two Edim, and really, we're going to accept them as if they were 100. Ad kidei kach, it would make zero difference if two people said something or if 100 people said something. You would say, what do you mean? 100 people is from an evidence perspective, from a circumstantial perspective, for sure better than two. It's true, but we're not dealing in the world of circumstantial evidence. What we're dealing with is with Mishpatei HaTorah. We're operating with Psukei HaTorah and Parashat Shoftim. And in the Psukim, it's two or three or 100. It makes absolutely no difference. That's the general concept of Terei Kemeah. What would be if two Edom walk into Bezdin and say, Reuven owes Shimon $100. And then two Edom walk into Bezdin and say, it's not true. Reuven does not owe Shimon $100. So you have two Edom saying that Reuven is Chayev Mamon, but then you have two Edom that are saying that Reuven is not Chayev Mamon. That's a complicated sugya. It's what's known as Shtei Kitei Edom HaMakchishos Zuazu. And in terms of what you do, it's a little bit tricky. From a high level, you have a suffix, right? You can't simply say, oh, it's a pasuk in the Torah, Pishnei Edom Ayah, Pishloisha Edom Yakum Davar, and if two Edom are saying Reuven owes Shimon money, he owes him money. Because I have the same Pishnei Edom Ayah, Pishloisha Edom Yakum Davar that's saying Reuven does not owe Shimon money. So really what you have is a suffix. Now, the truth is, in the world of sfeikis, this is a very unique type of suffix. It's what's known as a suffix trey utrey, right? You can imagine how it got that name, but it's known as a suffix trey utrey. There's a big machlokes in Shas where the trey utrey is a sfeikis deraisa, where the trey utrey is a sfeikis derabanan. That's way beyond the scope of what we need. But what we do need, and this is going to segue us right into the parasha of Hazama, is that if you have two Edom that are being machlish each other, really you can't simply accept any one of these two pairs of Edom. Because my chaz is the samchas ahani, so my chahani, you don't know which one of these two Edoms are telling the truth, and as a result, what you're left with is a suffix, a very chakava type of suffix, a suffix that comes along with Shev Shmeitzes, but the bottom line is, what you're left with is a suffix. Stating that, there's one carve-out in the world of Trey Utrey, where the Torah, with an incredible amount of Torah Shebaal Peh, said that this should not be viewed as a regular Suffolk trade train. And that is, if two Edom would walk into Beis Din and they would say, Ruvein Oshem and money, and then two other Edom would walk into Beis Din and they would say as follows. I'll be honest with you. I have no idea, or we have no idea, whether Ruvein Oshem and money or does not Oshem and money. But what I know is that there's a flaw with your Edus. Because you claim that Ruvein Oshem and money, based on the fact that Ruvein borrowed money from Shimon, when did he borrow it? On a certain day, where was it? In a certain place. Well, Imanu Ayisim Ema Kompleini. On that day, you were not in that place that you claim this loan took place. In fact, you were with us. And there are two Edom that come in and are testifying that the Edom that are being Mechayev Ruvein were really not with Ruvein in the place that they claimed they were with Ruvein when Ruvein allegedly borrowed this money. But rather, Imanu Ayisim Ema Kompleini. So the halach is, in that case, we trust the second Edom over the first Edom. We assume that the first Edom are for sure not telling the truth. Ad kidei kach, we even punish the first pair of Edom. What's the punishment? Vasisan leikash hazam alasas lachem. And whatever they wanted Reuven to falsely be responsible for, we are going to take and impose upon them. So if they would be mechayev Reuven money, like in our case, and the money was $1,000, well now the Edom themselves are going to have to pay $1,000. V'asisem loy kashazom lasis lo. Now, this is a chiddush, and the reason it's a chiddush is because really, at the end of the day, it's another example of trei trei. Now, it's a very specific, nuanced type of example, but let's be honest. What underpins trei utrei and the suffix trei utrei is my chazas the samchas ahani. Samchas ahani, l'chari you have the same my chazas over here. Meaning, you have two Edom that are saying Reuven borrowed money from Shimon. They're claiming that they were b'makom ployni, b'zman ployni, and they saw halva ployni, from ployni to ployni, right? And two Edom are walking and saying, absolutely not. Imanu Yisuf b'makom ployni, that's not what happened. We're automatically, without question, accepting the testimony of the second Edom over the first Edom. Mechatesi. Two Edom are saying, I hear you have two Edom on the other side. And the same Maichazis that you have by every Edei HaKrasha, L'chayr you have in this case as well. And the truth is, everyone knows that Rava said in Bava Kama, Dafayin Gimel, and Perek Meruba, and in different places in Shas, that Eid Zoymim Chidishu, the Maichazis, the Samchis Ahani, Smoich Ahani. Now Rava said it for a very, very specific reason. Rava holds that when you have a situation of Edom Zoymimen, so we accept the testimony of the second pair of Edom to the point that the first Edom are considered to be Rishon, right? They just violated a lav in the Torah. They just said Edo Sheker. By the way, what is the lav of Edo Sheker? We're going to get into it in today's daf. Leisane b'reyache Ed Sheker, which isn't just a loisase, it's one of the Ten Commandments. It's one of the Aseres Hadibras. And because they violated Leisane b'reyache Ed Sheker, they now become Edos and they can't say Edos moving forward, Mikanu Laba, stating that Rava holds that even though these Edom were proven to be liars, but Edzoimim Mikanu Lahabo Nifsal. He's not Nifsal Amafreya, he's only Nifsal Mikanu Laba. Meaning, Pasha, you would say that once we accept the Edos of the second pair of Edom, so Igloi Milsal Amafreya, that from the time that the first pair of Edom said Edos, they already were overly Sana Briache Chakr, they were already Rishon, and if that's the case, any Edos that they said from that point moving forward, any Shvua that they swore, should no longer be admissible in court. Stating that Rava said that being that Eid Zoymim Chiddushu, the whole fact that we accept the testimony of the second pair of Edom over the first pair of Edom, the mere fact that we're going to even assume that these first Edom are liars, that's really a Chiddush, because my chaz is a samchas ahani, smoich ahani, because at the end of the day, let's be honest, what's really the difference between a case of Hazama and every classic case of Trei Trei? So it's for that reason, ein lo chaboy ela mishas chidushay ve'elach. And it's for that reason, yeah, from the time of the Hazama, these Edom are going to be rendered possible, but not lemafrei. Abaya's chaylik, Abaya holds Eid Zoymim lemafrei u'nifsal. Now this is a very vichtige knetch, and that is, we know when it comes to this machlek is Abaya v'rova, who do we paskin like? We paskin like Abaya. This is the ayin of the Yal Kigam. This is one of the six times with halachas like Abaya over Rava. So let's just think about this for a second. Rava holds Eid Zoymim Mikanu Labohu Nifsal because Eid Zoymim Chiddushu. Abaya holds, no, Eid Zoymim Afreyu Nifsal. It's a parsha of Azama. If that's the case, and we paskin like Abaya, it would seem a little bit like we don't paskin Eid Zoymim Chiddushu. Is that true? Meaning, who said Eid Zoymim Chiddushu? Rava's the one that said Eid Zoymim Chiddushu. We don't paskin like Rava. We paskin like Abaya. So it sounds a little bit, maybe we don't paskin Eid Zoymim Chiddushu. Stating that, this is already an Arichas in the Rishonim. This is also a related raid by. From the fact that we paskin like Abaya over Rava, does that mean we disagree la halacha with Rava's premise of Eitzaymim Chedeshu, or Avadig of this, we accept the premise of Rava Eitzaymim Chedeshu. Because at the end of the day, Rava's saying glat, my chazis de somchasahani, smaychahani. Rava took a leap of faith. Rava said that being that Eitzaymim Chedeshu, therefore, ein lechaba elamishas chidushay ve'elach. It's with regards to that that we're chaylik and we say no, even though Eitzaymim Chedeshu doesn't mean Ein L'chaba, Ela Mishas Chidusha Ve'elach. At the end of the day, Eitzaymim is going to be L'mafreyahu Nifsal. Now, just to bring out one more point before we start, and that is the Parsha of Azoma is so integral to Hilchas Eidos. It's such a critical component of the picture that there's a halacha that says that if two Eidim would walk into Bezdin, and for whatever reason, it would be impossible to be mazim these Eidim, or even if it would be possible to be mazim these Eidim, but it would be impossible to give the oinish of Kasha Zaman, then the whole Eidus would be dead on arrival. You would not be able to admit this Eidus in court. It's what's known as Eidus Shi'iyah to Yochel Azima. Eidus has to be Yochel Azima. Meaning the Parsha of Azama is not some add-on to Hilchas Eidus. It's so part and parcel. It's part of the DNA of what makes Eidus Kosher Eidus. And if you have Eidus that's Iyah to Yochel Azima, this Eidus is mamish dead on arrival. And it just gives us a little bit of insight into how Chazal viewed the Parsha of Azama regardless. First sugya that we're about to learn here in Masechtas Makis is the sugya of Azama. Makis Daf Beis is a very, very famous daf. In fact, for many, it's the first daf they ever learn. So it's a very, very, very chash for daf. We spoke this out when we learned the first daf of Perek Eilu Metzias, right? For many, the first daf of Eilu Metzias is the first daf they learn. For others, Makis Daf Beis is the first daf that they learn. But either way, this is a daf shekvar doshu bei rabim. How many times over the years have tinoikus shel beis rabim? How many times over the years have people learned this first mishnah that we're about to learn here in Masechtas Makis? It's a mishnah that's reverberated through kosle beis medrash for thousands and thousands of years. It's mamish not shaykh. You learn this mishnah, you're attaching yourself to a piece of Jewish history, to a piece of nitzchias. But either way, on that note, we begin here the first mishnah in Masechtas Makis that deals high level with the laws of Eidus, more specifically with the laws of Makis, and more specifically where the laws of Makis meet the laws of Hazam. Zok the Hilge Mishnah, Ketzad, Ha'edim, Nasim, Zoymimin. How exactly do Edim become Zoymimin? Now, if we would stop right here, there was a little question mark in the Gemara. What would you think the answer would be? The whole introduction, right? It's going to be anything but that. The Gemara's first kasha is going to be that. But either way, Kate said, "Do Edim nasim zayim? How exactly do Edim become zayim?" And says the mission, "Edim on the bish plainu shu ben gerusha ben chalutzov." Two Edim walk in the best, and they say that we want to testify with regards to ish plainu, who everyone knows as a kohen, that he's not a kosher kohen. In fact, he's a ben gerusha or a ben chalutzov. So, what's a ben gerusha ben chalutzov? So we know that a kohen who has a son is also a kohen. Stating that, if a kohen has a son through a woman that he's not allowed to marry, someone that's psulei kahuna, so who's a kohen not allowed to marry? So it's the Rosh Tevis of Azulai. A kohen's not allowed to marry a zoyna, a kohen's not allowed to marry a grusha, a kohen's not allowed to marry a chalala, midirabanan, a kohen's also not allowed to marry a chalutza. In the event that a kohen would have a child through one of the psulei kahuna, that child, although he's a ben kohen, it's considered a chal. What's the halacha of a chalal? So there's one line in a Gemara in Perek Ha'aral, in Masechtas Yevamis, where the Gemara makes it very, very clear. Chalal lav michlal zarish alaharinu. That sort of settles the debate, right? He's not even considered zarish alaharin. Loimi boy is not a kohen. He's not even zarish alaharin. By the way, what's that toisefes knech that he's not michlal zarish alaharin? That's a Reb Chaim and Sefer, Dvar Matikin in Yeshiva. But the bottom line is a cholol is not even considered zarish alaharin. The point is he can't do the avodah, he can't do chen, he can't get trumas and maestras, right? He's not considered a kohen. He's literally considered a regular Yisrael. See, the way two Edom walk into Bezdin, and they say, Mi idanonu bish ployni, as it relates to that person, yeah, it's true, his father's a kohen. Everybody knows that. But his mother was a gerusha, his mother was a chalutza, which means he's a cholol. He he's posel the kahuna. He's not even mechal zarish alaharoim. So says the Mishnah, ain't noimrim. We don't say yasa zeb ben grusha ben kaluta tachtov. In the event that these two edim are now found to be edim zoimimim, and what does it say in the Torah with regards to edim zoimimim? Vasisim leikashazam alasas lochim. So you would think right now, what should happen to these two edim? They themselves now should maybe become ben grushas or ben kalutas. Says the Mishnah, no. We don't say kashazamam. We don't say that the two Edim are now going to become Ben Gerushas and Ben Chalutzas, Elo Loike Arbon. Instead, the Oynish that they're going to get is they are going to be Chayim Malkus. Another case, we don't know which Plainish will Chayim Legalus. If two Edim walk in the Bezen and they say about Ish Plaini that he killed somebody b'shoigig, and because he killed somebody b'shoigig, everybody knows a Ritzach b'mezid is Chayim Mises Bezen, but a Ritzach b'shoigig had to run to one of the Ari Miklot, into one of the Batei Halavim. So if two Edom walk in the Bezin and they say that we know that this person is Chayiv Golos, we don't say Yigolos et Tachtov. In the event that they're found to be Edom Zoyimim, Vasisim like Kashazam and Lasas Lachim, maybe the Edom should now have to go to Golos, right? It makes sense. That's what Kashazam is. We don't say that Elo like Arbon. Instead, the Oynish that they are going to get is going to be Malkus. Again, why did we start Masechtas Malkus with this Mishnah? Because this Mishnah is an example of Loik Arbon. It's an example where there is going to be Malkus. What's the example? Edom Zoyimim. What type of Edom Zoyimim? Two cases. Number one, Mi'idin Anubish Plainishu Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutz, they were found to be Edom Zoyimim. Or Mi'idin Anubish Plainishu Chayiv Legolas, and they were found to be Edom Zoyimim. Why is this Mishnah Chiddush? Because ordinarily, the punishment for being an Eid Zayman is not Malkus. The punishment is Kasha Zaman. Stating that, in these two cases, there's no Kasha Zaman. Why, the Gemara is going to explain. And in lieu of Kasha Zaman, the Oynish that they are going to get is going to be Malkus. Two very, very short Aras on the Mishnah. Number one, the Mishnah is suggesting that there would have been a hava mina that if two Eidim walk into Bezdin and say, Mi'idin Anu Bishploini Shuhu Ben Gerusha Oy Ben Chalutza, we should give them the regular oynish of Kasha Zamam in the event that they're found to be Edom Zoyimim. In other words, we should say that, oh, you wanted Ish Ploini to be a Chalal? Instead, you're going to be a Chalal. Rashi says that that whole Havamin is only true if the Edom themselves were Kayhanim. So if the Edom are Kayhanim and they're Kosher Kayhanim, they have a whole business where they're bringing in significant revenue from Chumas and Maestras and all the other Matnas Kuhuna, we're going to shut their business down. You wanted him to be a Cholo? You're going to be a Cholo instead. This person gets up very proudly every Yontif and he duchit? Well, you're not going to be able to duchit now. Because Vasis Avoy Kashazom Amlasis Lach. But in the event that the Edom themselves were not Kayhanim, well then there was no Havamina in the first place to ever administer this. Stating that, the Ritva says Mefurish not that way. The Ritva says that the Havamina of the Gemara, that maybe the Edom themselves should be treated like Halalim, would be Negeya not only if the Edom were Kayhanim, but even the Edom were not Kayhanim. Now, where is it Negeya? Someone that's not a Kayan should be considered a Halal. So for that, Ayin Beritva, or Ayin Berelated Raid Bite, what we don't Masach the Zivamis, we went through this Ritva. We said over Torah from the G'dayli Rosh Hashivas as relates to this Ritva. It's a very, very pointed Raid Bite right here on the Machlikis Rashi and Ritva, the Masech Tesmakis, that Beis Amaralf Mamish Don, the Erish Temish. That's the first order. The second order is, and this is from Shmuel Yankiv, in Zois Liyakiv, in Parsha Shoiftim. It's Mavur in the Mishnah that you need two Edim to say that somebody is a Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza. Meaning the case is, Me'idin Onu Be'ish Ploini Shehu Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza. It sounds like if you wanted to walk into Bezdin and testify about somebody that he's a Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, you'd have to walk in with somebody else. Meaning this is an example of where you need two Edim, and one Ed itself is not going to be enough. And the truth is, if you think about it, it's not so clear why. Meaning, Me'idin Onu Be'ish Ploini Shehu Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, what type of Edus is that? It's not Dinei Nefashis. It's not Dine Mominus, even though there is a Mominus ramification, but at its core, it's not Dine Mominus. He's saying, Edus, that the person is a Cholo, that he's not Michlal Zarish Alaharoi. You're not coming to say that he's Chai of a Carbon. It's not Tovish HaBe'erva. So why would it be an Edus that requires two Edus? So the truth is, there's a Shev Shmeitzer, there's a lot of raid on this. Reb Shmuel Yankiv said over from his Grace Rebbe, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, that Reb Chaim Shmulevitz said that if you look in the Pasuk says, Lo Yakum Eid Echot Be'ish, V'chol Ovein, U'l'chol Chattas, V'chol Cheta She'yecheta, Al Pishnei Edom Ayah, Pishloish Edom Yakum Dover. And this is the Pasuk that gives us the whole smorgasbord of sugyas where you have to come on to two edim. So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz said that the erste zach for steht on the pasuk is lo yokum eid echad be'ish. An eid echad can't be made on an ish. And if you're going to be made on an ish, you're going to define the person. You're going to stigmatize the person. You're going to say, as that ish is a ben gerusha ben chalutza. If the edus is in the heft of the ish, Rabbi Shmuel Yankiv said, hat der Rebbe, Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz gesagt, das ist a hechetimtza, we're lo yokum eid echot. But al pishnei edem, al pishloish edem, yokum davar, v'divrei pi chachum chein. But either way, this is the lo yokum eid echot be ish. This is where this would play itself out, regardless of the gemara. So again, what did Mishnah say? Keitza the edem nasim zoyimim. And then we have the case of the Ben Grusha Ben Chalusa, the case of Golas, where you don't administer Kasha Zomam. Instead, you're going to get Malchus. Wait, the Gemara. Is this Mishnah examples of Keitza da Edom Nasim Zayimimin? These are the exceptions, Ben Benoishal exceptions to the rule. And if that's the case, L'chaira, the Mishnah should not have started Keitza da Edom Nasim Zayimimin. It should have started, if anything, Keitza Eino Edom Nasim Zayimimin. So, Freit the Gemara. If the Mishnah was going to give us exceptions, then the Mishnah should have prefaced the exceptions in a way where it sounds like it's about to give you exceptions. So the Mishnah should have said, what's an example of where the Edom are not Nasim Zoyimimin in the conventional sense, where they don't get Kasha Zomam? That's not what the Mishnah said. So, Ketzu the Edom Nasim Zoyimimin, Me'idanon Bishplenu, Sheben Grusha Ben Chalutza, L'chayra, the answer of the Mishnah doesn't answer the question of the Mishnah. If anything, it should have said, Ketzad Eino Edom Nasim Zoyimimin, Va'oid, not just that Midik Tani, come on, the Mishnah is going to say later, on Daf Heyom Ed Aleph, Aval Omru Lehem Heich Atam Edom Shari, Ba'oisa Yoyim Atam Ayisa Inimanu B'makam Ploini, Hare Eilu Zoyim. So the Mishnah later is actually going to answer the question of Ketzad Edom Nasim Zoyimimin. Meaning the Mishnah over there is going to talk about how an Eid becomes an Eid Zoyimim. If two Edom come and contradict what two previous Edom said, that's not Hazama, that's Shteki Te Edom HaMakrisho Yisu Hazu. What is an example of where you're going to have two Edom that were Mazam the other Edom? It has to be a very nuanced case. Ba'oise Hayoim, he Atem Hoyisam Imanu Bimaka Imploini. But the point is, the answer to the question of Ketzado Edom Nasim Zaymimin is really mentioned on Daf Hei Amad Aleph. If that's the case, that is also a raya that when the Mishnah says Me'idin Anu Bishploini, it's not the answer to the question of Ketzado Edom Nasim Zaymimin. Number one, it doesn't sound like it's the answer because it's an exception to the rule. And besides, the answer is really mentioned on Daf Hei Amad Aleph, which sounds a little bit like the answer that the Mishnah gives here is not the answer. So what's going on over here? So the Gemara says like this. Tana Hasam Kai. Really, the Tana of our Mishnah was referring to a Mishnah in the end of Masechta Sanhedrin. And really, Makis Dabez is going behemshech to the last Mishnah in Masechta Sanhedrin. What does it say in the end of Masechta Sanhedrin? All Zoyimimin are Makdimid Oysamisa. Meaning, any time you have Edom Zoyimim that wanted to be Mechayiv somebody Misas Bezdin, and now we're going to give them Kasha Zomam, so what Misas Bezdin are we going to give them? We're going to give them the Misas Bezdin that they were trying to be Mechayiv. We're going to give them the Misas Bezdin that they wanted to be Mechayiv, the person they were saying Edus about. Chutz, there's one exception to the rule, and that is in the event that two Edom said Edus about a Bas Koyen that was Mizana Tachas Baila, her and her husband, or her and the Baila. So the halacha is that a Bas Koyen that's Mizana, in contrast to a regular Eishesish that's Mizana, gets Reif, right? A regular Eishesish that's Mizana, this is Masechta Sanhedrin 101, is Chayiv Chenek. A Bas Koyen that's Mizana is going to get Reif, stating that the Baila doesn't get Sreifa, the Bayo gets regular Misas Chenek. What happens if there were Edom Zoyimimin? Where two Edom walked into Bezin and said that this woman and this man were Mizana, she's a Bas Koyen, he's a Bayo Bas Koyen, and then they're found to be Zoyimimin. So the halacha is that the Edom Zoyimimin don't get Sreifa, they get Chenek. It's learned that from a Pasuk. But the point is that even though based on the Gedarim of Kasha Zomam, you would think that they should get Sreifa, they're not going to get Sreifa, they're going to get Chenek. Now to be clear, why based on the Gedarim of Kasha Zomam should they get Sreifa? I mean, they wanted to be Mechayiv her Sreifa, and they wanted to be Mechayiv him Chenek. So Mechtes it should be Sreifa. The answer is because come live with the Rabbi Mene. And if you have in your Azama a Chi of Sreifa and you have a Chi of Chenek, so come live with the Rabbi Mene always says you're going to get the Chomer of the most too. Stating that we don't get the most Chomer, what you get is Chenek. And this is an exception to the rule of Kasha Zama. Because ordinarily, Kol Hazoyim Makdim Eloisa Misa, and if there's two Misas, then it's going to be the more Chomer of the two Misas. Stating that when it comes to the Zoyim Bas Koyin over there in Makdim Eloysa Miso, Elo Misacheres. Instead, you get a different Miso. So, Behemshuch to that Mishnah, then the Mesach Sanhedrin, Zok the Mishnah Don, I'm fine, Mesach this Makkas, Vish, Eidim Zoyim and Achem, Shein Oysim and Dinaz, I'm a Koliker, Elo Markas Arbohim. I want you to know there's another exception, not just another exception, an even bigger exception, an exception where not only is it not going to be Oysa Miso, but it's not going to be the Oynish that you were trying to go ahead and administer at all. Meaning in the case where the Edom were found to be Zoyimim regarding Bas Koyin Ubayala, so they were coming to be Mechayiv Misa. At the end of the day, they were coming to cause this woman to die. And they themselves are going to die. Now, they wanted to be Mechayiv Sreifa, and instead they're only going to get Chenek. I hear, it's a shtickle Kasha Zaman, but it's not Legamri. Says the Mishnah, I'll tell you even a bigger Chiddush. I'll tell you a Hechatimtza, where there's no Hazam at all. And what is the case? Ketzad, our Mishnah, Idan Anu Bishpleinu Shu Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, Eina Miyasa Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza Tachtov, Elo Loika Es Ha Arbon. So really, our Mishnah over here is going be hemshach to the last Mishnah in Masechtas Sanhedrin, and what the Mishnah is coming to tell us is really not the general halachas of Kasha Zaman. That's going to be in the Mishnah on Daf Hei Amud Aleph. What the Mishnah is coming to do is the Mishnah is coming to say, Ketzad, what's an example where you have a situation with their Edom Zoyimim, where not only are you not giving 100% Kasha Zaman, but you're not giving Kasha Zaman at all, and that's really behemshach to the mission. Then the Masechta Sanhedrin says it's a little bit of a funny way to introduce the laws of Azama, but that's only if you're looking at it in a vacuum. We're not looking in a vacuum. It's really going behemshach to what we discussed in the end of Sanhedrin. In the end of Sanhedrin, we had an example, a hechatimsa, where you don't get your classic Kasha Zaman. This Mishnah is very much behemshach to that Mishnah that we learned. Now the truth is, as much as this Mishnah is behemshach to the end of Masechta Sanhedrin, right? There was a huge gap between that Mishnah. By the way, that Mishnah is a Masechta Sanhedrin da Peites. There's a huge gap between that Mishnah and this Mishnah right here in Makkas da Beis Amud Aleph. What came in between was Perek Chelek. Some say, by the way, you see from here that maybe Perek Chelek was not really part of Masechta Sanhedrin. Right, the whole Perek Chelek is a chiddush. Ve'en lecha ela v'shas chidushei ve'elach on some level. But the point is, I mean, if there's a smichus between the beginning of Makkas and Sanhedrin Dav Pei Tes, I mean, we have to refresh our memory a little bit to go back to Sanhedrin Dav Pei Tes, right? But the bottom line is, there was a whole, think about what happened from now until then. Half of Tanakh, but regardless, that is the hemshach between the end of Sanhedrin and the beginning of Makkas. Again, we're not picking this up in a vacuum. That's why we're starting, albeit a shtickel from the link of feast, but it's really all with a cheshbon of trying to connect this to the end of Masechtas Makkas, the end of Masechtas Sanhedrin. So either way, so what's the first halacha? Ketzad the Edom Nasim Zoyimim, or really, more accurately, what's an example where you have Edom Zoyimim, where they're not going to get Kasha Zomim at all? Eden Onu Bishpleinishu Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza. Enoimim Yasaza Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza Tachtov. Elo Loik Arabam. So you have this Grace of Chiddush, and that is that two Edom that were made about someone, that he's a Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, they were found to be Edom Zoyimim. You would think, Vasisim like Kasha Zomim, Lasis La'achiv, Kamash Malon. No! What do you get instead? You get Malkus. Says the Gemara, Mino, Hani, Mili. What's the Makar? That there's no Kasher Zomam when it comes to Eidos, the Ben Gerusha, or Ben Chalutza. So really, there's two things we need to figure out. Number one, what's the Makar? That there's no Kasher Zomam when it comes to Eidos, the Ben Gerusha, Ben Chalutza. And number two, if there's no Kasher Zomam, how do you know that there's going to be Malkus? But first things first. Arusha and Risha. What's the Makar? That there's no Kasher Zomam when it comes to Eidos, the Ben Gerusha, Ben Chalutza. Amr Rabbi Shua Ben Levi. Rabbi Shua Ben Levi said, "Amr Akrat says in the pasuk, and this is in the parasha of Azama, Vasisem loy kasha zomam laso yislaachiv. And we learn from there, Vasisem loy kasha zomam loy v'loy lazare. So kasha zomam is an oynish that could be administered only upon the edim themselves. But to the extent that this punishment is going to affect the offspring of the edim, their children, then already it violates. It goes beyond the scope of Kasha Zomam, and it's not going to be okay. Loi v'loi lezar, right? And it's for that reason you can't have Kasha Zomam. What's the point of the Gemara? Because if you're a chalal, that means your son is also going to be a chalal. So if we're going to say that the Edom are going to be chalalim, inevitably it's going to affect their children as well, and that's not an option. Faith the Gemara, okay. So if you can't give the Kasha Zomam for the children, so just give it where you can give it. Let the Edom become chalalim, and don't allow the children to be chalolim. No, that would be a problem, because that wouldn't be kasha zomam. What they wanted was not only that ish ployni should be a chalol, ish ployni v'chal yoytza chalotza. So if that's what they wanted to do, the only time you could administer the kasha zomam is if it's going to be reciprocal, if that's what their oynish is going to be as well. Being that you can't impose the oynish on their children, because loy v'loy lazaroy, and if you're going to do it on them and not on the children, it's not going to be kasha zomam lasois. So it's for that reason, you can't give kasha zomam at all. So Rabbi Shua ben Levi, he is the first man da Omar in the Gemara. He said, "Minan immediately, what's the makar that there's no kasha zomam when it comes to edus the ben gerusha ben chalutza? It's because of loy v'loy lazaroy, and really, it's a combination of loy v'loy lazaroy and." Bar Pada said, you want to know what the makar is? That there's no kasha zomam when it comes to Idos to Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. I know from a Kal V'Chaymer. Maha Mechalel. Einoi Mechalel. Habol Echalel. V'loi Chila. Einoi Din Shaloi Yischalel. How does a child become a Chalel? So if there's a Kayin, a Kosher Kayin, who was born on one of the Psule Kahuna, and he has a child, that child becomes a Chalel. Now, who is the chalal? The child. Who's the mechalel? Who created the chalal? The father. Does the father himself become a chalal when he creates a chalal? No. Meaning the mechalel, who's the father, ain't a mechalel. Himself doesn't become a chalal. So, said Bar Pada, based on the first of the Yud Gemul Midah Shatayr in the Drashas Pen, the mid of Kal V'Chaymer, it's impossible for an eight zoymeim to become a chalal. Why? Because a mechalel, the person that actually created the chalal, is in a mischalal. So Kal V'Chaymer, habal chalal v'leichila. Who is the bal chalal v'leichila? The Edom Zoymen, who wanted to create a chalal. When they said, me'idin anu b'shpleinishu ben grusha ben chalutza, they were a bal chalal, but ultimately v'leichila. Why? Because they were found to be Edom Zoymen. So in a din shalay yischalal, certainly they themselves can't become a chalal. So says Bar Pada, if the father, that's the mechalal, in a mischalal, doesn't become a chalal, then certainly the Edom Zoymen, who are only bal chalal, but the v'leichila, they certainly can't be a chalal. And even though there's a reason for them to be a chalal, kasha zomam lasos, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, the pasuk and the application of the pasuk has to be consistent with the midah of Kal V'Chaymer, and being that this is inconsistent with the midah of the Kal V'Chaymer, it's not going to work. So the Gemara said, Ravina heard this Kal V'Chaymer, and maskefla Ravina, right? Not all kashas were created equally. There's a massive, right? There's different nuschais that you find in Shas for a kasha. Maskef is Miloshin Kifus, rolled his sleeves up, and he came punching. Maskefla Ravina, he said, Imkeinoi Bazoi. Meaning, if you're going to make azak Kal V'Chaymer of well, if that's the case, then you knocked out the entire parish of Azama. Why? Because I can make a very comparable Kal V'Chaymer. I could say, Umah ha-soikil, enoi niskal, habol liskal, v'loi sakal, enoi din, shaloi sakal. So what does this mean? So it's machlikis Rashi and Benutam. Rashi says that one of the halachas that we're going to get to about Hashem, but one of the halachas in the parish of Kasha Zomam is Kasha Zomam, v'loi kasher asa. It's really based on a sugya and dafeh with this, but kasher zoma v'loi kasher asa. Meaning, in order for Edom to be Edom Zoyman, you need that Edom would walk into Bezin, and they would say Edos, obviously falsely. How do we know it's false? Based on the mazimim. And it was already nigmar dinoi of the nidoin for him to now be punished. And after the gmar din, two other Edom walked in, and they said, imanu wa yisim v'mal complaini, that's how they become Edom Zoyman. If, however, there was no gmar din, yet, or better, there was a Gemar Din and Bez Din actually administered the punishment, then already there's no parsha of Hazam. And the reason is, Kasha Zomam Lasis Lach, but like Kasha also, Zomam means they only wanted this to happen, but didn't actually happen. Once it happened, at that point, it's already too late. Now, first glance, if there's a Oynish of Kasha Zomam, when you're only a Zomam, then Kal V'Chaymer, this should be an Oynish of Kasha Zomam, when it's actually awesome, which is exactly Ravina's kasha. So Maskefla Ravina said that if you're going to tell me that there's a Kal V'Chaymer of how could there be a din of kasha zomam below kasha rasa? L'chayra, I would make the following argument. Einoi Niskal, Madach Kasher Osa, where your punishment actually resulted in a skilo, let's say, where two Eidim walked into Bezdin and said somebody's chayv skilo, and Bezdin went ahead and gave him skilo. The halach is that if they're found to be Eidim Zoyim and Einoi Niskal based on the din of Eloi Kasher Osa, then Habal Niskal Veloi Sakal, if you were only a Zonman but you weren't an Osa, Einoi Din Shaloi Sakal, then certainly you shouldn't be subject to the law of Kasher Zonman. Meaning, Habal Echal Velechil Eidin Shaloi Yischalo is a pircha, it's a referendum on kasher zama v'lay kasher asa. And being that we know kasher zama v'lay kasher asa, and that is toiras eidim zaymimin, so if you're going to use this kal v'chomer, you would knock out toiras eidim zaymim, and came batal to toiras eidim zaymim. And it can't be, because everybody knows the ikra halacha, or one of the ikra halacha, right, one of the principles of hazama is that kasher zama v'lay kasher asa. So Ravina said, if your kal v'chomer is a kal v'chomer, you would have to say, and we know that that's not the case. Well, if that's the case, that's a raya, then that this kavuchem is not a good kavuchem. Why then? Eden onavish plenu shu ben grusha ben chalutza enem yasa ben grusha ben chalutza like rabam must be like the original teretz that we said, which was Rabbi Shua ben Levi vasis like kashazamam lasis laachiv loyvaloy lazare and beinan kashazamam lasis faleka. I am Rabbi Nutam. By the way, it's a top places on Daf Beis Amud Beis. Rabbi Nutam has a whole different shot in how this works. Maybe we'll get back to that another day. But either way, this concludes really the first part of Masechtas Makis. We just did this like a month in Yeshiva Agav, so we already turned the page. Wow, before our first exhale. But regardless, we're already holding that base of the base. Why is it that there's no kasha zaman when it comes to Eidus, the Ben Gerusha, Ben Chalutza? It says in the Torah, Vasisam loy kasha zaman, loy veloy lazaroy. Aye, let's just apply the kasha zomam to loy, and let's not apply it to zare. No, but in a kasha zomam, it's all or nothing kasha zomam, right? It's an all or nothing. And either you have kasha zomam 100%, or you don't have kasha zomam at all. One of the questions that the Rishonim talk about that we're not going to talk about, this is an Ayin Shun shout out, but one of the ha'aras that the Rishonim mucha with a little bit is that why is there no kasha zomam by Eidus to Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza for the monetary loss that this Ish Pliny would get as a result of the fact that he's no longer going to be able to receive Trumas or Maestras. Meaning, there's a moministic component over here. So every Eidus to Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, you want to look at it in a very, very broad sense. So, yeah, you wanted to make him a chala, which would impact his children, etc., etc. But why can't we just isolate the monetary component? Meaning, anytime two Eidim walk in the Bezdin and say, why is that another way of saying, you know, that he should lose $10,000? You know, based on some cash flow projection that you're going to make in terms of the amount of Trumas and Maestras that maybe he was supposed to get at some point in the future. There's a very clear Dine Moministic component to this Eidus. And the Rishonim mutch a little bit, maybe we should be able to isolate the Dine Mominus, and let's look at this as like a regular Dine Mominus. Punk, the Dine Mominus is happening through you making him into a chal. That's like a punk, right? If two Eidim walk into Bezdin and say somebody owes somebody money, we don't care if it's because he was a mazik or because of some Dine Knossis or because of a halva. Who cares? At the end of the day, you're saying he owes the money, and that's what we're going to view. So maybe we could, at the very least, take out the truk in the Dine Mominus from this Eidus, and let's prosecute that. And maybe there should be a regular kasha zamam. As it relates to the Dine Mominus, this is something the Rishonim struggle with a little bit again. Ayin Sham Zokta, Gemara Vaitim. In the Anubish Plenishu Chayiv Galus. What was the second case in the Mishnah? What's the second case of Ketzad Eino Edom Nasim Zoyimim? The second case is where the Edom was saying Edus about Galus. Says Murnah immediately, how do you know that if two Edom say Edus about somebody that is Chayiv Galus, that is Rezech Peshoiki, they're found to be Edom Zoyimim, that the Allah is that they don't go to Galus, Elo Loi Karbam. Amri Shlokish, Rishlokish, said Amar Krat Slointaf in the following passage. It says, Hu Yonus El Achas Haharim, and we learn from there, Huva Loi Zoyimim. So who is referring to the Ritzach B'Shoikik? He shall run to one of the cities, one of the Ari Miklad, and we learn from there, him and not the Zaymim. So it's who? It's a drasha. Right? Just like in Amid Aleph, we had Loi, that's a drasha. Here too it says, who? Who is a drasha? Rabbi Yechon or Rabbi Yechon? It's a Kal V'Chemer. No, I know from a Kal V'Chemer. Ma, who shall also Maisa B'Meisit? Einoi Goyla, Madach him. Who's him? Madach somebody that kills somebody B'Meisit. A Ritzeach B'Meisit doesn't go to Galus. Hein, Shaloi Asu Maisa B'Meisit. They who acted b'mezid, right? They tested falsely b'mezid, but they didn't do a mice, right? All they did was a dibur. They said eid sheker, ein din shelo yigalu. So Rabbi Yochanan said, no, you don't have to come on to a gzeiras hakasif to tell me that there's no kashazama when it comes to malchus. I know from a kal v'chomer, madacharet seach b'mezid, who did a mice, doesn't go to galus. Certainly eidim zaynimin, who didn't do a maisa, shouldn't go to galus. But the Gemara says, "Vehi hanoi senes." Just the opposite. Your setup, Rabbi Yochanan, for your kal v'chomer, why you think that Edom Zoyman should not go to galus, I think is punk fakert. You just gave the reason why your kal v'chomer is not a kal v'chomer. Meaning, who should also maisa b'mezid? A person that did a maisa b'mezid loy ligli can't go to galus kechdali havali kapara, because we don't want him to get a kapara. A behed shaloy asu maisa b'mezid, they who didn't do a maisa, they acted b'mezid, but they didn't do a maisa, nami liglu. Maybe fakert, maybe they should go to galus. Ki hechadadla havalu kapara. They should get a kapara. In other words, and this really brings us back to something we talked a lot about in Masechta Sanhedrin. Every single oynish that Bezdin gave, there were two components. There's the oynish and there's the kapara. So, mitzad the oynish, there's always a svara that if somebody does the lesser avera, he gets the oynish. Certainly, if you do the bigger avera, you should get the oynish, right? Or faker, if someone does the bigger avera, he doesn't get the oynish, then certainly if you do the lesser avera, you shouldn't get the oynish. But in every oynish that Bezdin gives, there's also a kapara. Because once you get this oynish, at that point, you're already going to get a kapara. You know, one of the last sugyas of Masechta Sanhedrin was the Anshe Irani Dachas. The Mishnah says, Anshe Irani Dachas, Ein Lohem Chelek Lohem Abba. That's why you made it into the end of Perek Chelek. Tosfos speaks out earlier in the Masechta, that this that we say, Anshe Irani Dachas, don't get a Chelek Lohem Abba, that's only if they weren't killed as Anshe Irani Dachas. Meaning, if there was an Irani Dachas, and they died natural death, well, then they're going to get the oynish of Anshe Irani Dachas. But if Bezdin was Mekayim, the mitzvah of Hakei Saka, if they went ahead and they wiped out the Irani Dachas, now the oynish of Bezdin is a kapara. Now they're going to have a cheluk in Olam Haba. Right? Every single oynish of Bezdin is an oynish mitzad echad. It's a kapara mitzad sheni. Mitzad the oynish is a kal v'chomer. If the lesser avera begets the oynish, certainly the greater avera. But from the kapara perspective, it actually is hi anoi senes. To quote the Gemara, it works just the opposite. That it could be the lesser Avera can get the Kapara, but maybe the greater Avera not. Or if you find that a big Avera doesn't get this Oynish, maybe it's because we don't want that you should get the Kapara. We don't want you to have a Chelek in Olam Haba simply by getting this Oynish. But maybe the person that does the lesser Avera is gonna be different. That's the Shakla Vatari that's going on in this Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan said, it's a Kal V'chomer. If a Ritzech b'mezid doesn't go to Golos, it's a Kal V'chomer. Edom Zoyman can't go to Gals. What's the Kal V'chomer? It's Ech B'meisa did a Maisa, as opposed to the Edom Zoyman didn't do a Maisa. That's all true when you look at it from the Oynish perspective. But there's a whole other way to look at it. You could look at it from the Kapara perspective. Maybe the Ritzech B'meisa can't get Kapara. His Aveir is too big to just go to Gals, live with the Levim, have the best Chavrutas in the world, and somehow be off the hook. It doesn't work that way. The person that did not a ma'isa b'mezid, maybe for him to get a kapara is already going to be okay. That's this tension in this Gemara. Either way, the Gemara says that the rebuttal to Rabbi Yochanan's kal v'chomer is a gewaldige rebuttal, and if that's the case, ela machfartik de Reish Lakish, you have no choice. You have to say what Reish Lakish said, and that is what? That is that the reason Edom Zoyman of Golos don't get Kachas Zoma, they don't go to Golos, is because it says in the Torah who, and from who we learn who the Loy Zoyman. So really, if you look at the Signon of the two Gemaras, they mirrored each other. Right, the Gemara says, how do you know there's no Kachas Zoma by Edus the Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza? It says, Loy V'loy V'zaroy, Bina Kachas Zoma Lassos the Lekka. Bar Pada said a Kal V'chomer, the Gemara knocked out the Kal V'chomer, he says, Ela Machfarta, you have to say, the original Drasha was Rabbi Shua ben Levi. When it came to Golos, we had the same thing. The Gemara brought a Drasha, who the Loy Zayman, Rabbi Yochanan said a Kal V'chomer, we knocked out Rabbi Yochanan's Kal V'chomer, and the Gemara says, you have to say, Ela Machfarta, to the original Pshat. Who was the original Pshat? It was Reish Lakish, Zot Gemara. So we just figured out the first half of what we needed to figure out. And that is, what's the Makar? Why is there no regular Kasha Zamam when it comes to Edus to Ben Gerusha and when it comes to Edus of Golos? Right? Ordinarily, Vasisan like Kasha Zamam, Lasas Lachem. These are two exceptions to the rule. Why are these exceptions to the rule? It's based on the drushness that the Gemara brought. There was a Havamina Kal V'chomer, but the Gemara knocked out Kal V'chomer. It's based on the drush. Now we have to figure out the Seifa. Right? What's the second part of this? why Malkus? Why are we talking about this right now? Right? We're not really supposed to be learning Chazal. We're supposed to be talking about Malkus. Oh, the Teretz is going to get Malkus. Hagufa. Why do they get Malkus? That is the next part of this Gemara. Amarulo. Ulo said, Remez le'edem zoyim v'natayim minayin. Where's there a remez? Where's there like a hint to the idea of edem zoyim in the Torah? Freita Gemara. Remez le'edem zoyim v'min. You're looking for a remez in the Torah. Ve'edem zoyim v'aksiv. What do you mean? It's not a remez. It's a mefurish apasik, right? It's pshat. It's not remez and soyd and drush. It's mefurish in the pasik. It says v'asizan le'kasha zaman. It says clearly you're supposed to have a parish of Hazama Elo. So, no, Ula wanted to know about something else. Rem is le'edim zoymim in shaloikin min atoyim minayin. How do you know that edim zoymim that can't get kasha zomam? So instead of giving them kasha zomam, what we're going to give them is Malka, says the Gemara. The Chsiv, we know from the following pasuk. And this is a pasuk in Parshas Kiseitze. It's Perichav Hei Pasuk Aleph. The pasuk reads as follows. It says, Ki'ir Riv Ben Anoshim. If there's going to be a fight between two people, V'nikshu al ha-mishpat u'shvatum. V'etztiku es ha-tzadik. The Hirshio as Harosha, the Hoyim bin Hako is Harosha, the Hipilu as Shoifet, the Hiko, the fund of Kadei Rishasib and Mispah. Now, this pasuk is really the Parsha Malkus. In fact, the next pasuk says, Arboim Yakenu, the Yosef and Yosef. This is the Ikka Parsha Malkus. But the way the Torah prefaces the Parsha Malkus is a little bit funny. There's a fight between two people, and the Nikshual and Mishpah Rushvatim, they go in front of a Bezd. Fitztiko as Hatzadik, the Hirshio as Harosha. Bezdin says, you're the righteous one, you're the guilty one, right? One person is Yotza Zakai Bidin, and the other person, Fakir. He walks out, bad Bidin. Says the Pasik, Vahoyim bin Hakoy Sarasha. Right, what do those words mean? If the Rasha, the guilty party, is going to be a bin Hakoy's, right, it's like, you could be a Ben Torah, right, you're a Ben Torah, you could be a bin Hakoy's, a Ben Malkus. If this guy is Bechefza, it's a Toyar, it's an adjective that describes a person. If he's a Ben Hakoy's, he's a bin Hakoy's, he's someone that deserves Malkus, then we do what we need to do. V'pilu ha-shoyfeit, v'kol l'fanav, arbon yakenu, etc., etc. We're going to go ahead and we're going to give him Malkus. It almost sounds like this is the way Malkus happens. There's a fight between two people. One person is Zakai, the other person is Chayev. The person that's Chayev, if he's a bin Hakos, then we go ahead and we give him Malkus. So says the Gemara, rather famously. It says, V'tztiku es ha-tzadik v'shiru es ha-rasha, v'hoyen bin Hakos ha-rasha. Mishum v'tztiku es ha-tzadik v'shiru es ha-rasha, v'hoyen bin Hakos ha-rasha. And the way Rashi explains, is this the only way you're going to get Malkus? This is the way Malkus happens? There's a Chayev guy, and there's a Zakai guy, and the Chayev guy is a bin Hakos. I don't know, Malkus happens. Elohim, I like him. We're going to learn a whole parak. A person needs a Kazayas Nevela with Edom and Asra. He gets Malkus. You don't need a righteous person and a guilty party. Why this whole Arichos? Ella must be that Pasuk is not setting up even clearly how Malkus takes place, but rather it's giving us a nuanced example of Malkus. Edom Sherashiwa Tzadik. It's talking about where there were two Edom that were Marshia Tzadik. They said about a certain person that he is guilty, when really he was a righteous man. And then two other Edom came, and they were matzdik this tzadik de meikara, meaning they said that the righteous person is really righteous. How did they do that? By being mazin, the two people that were trying to be Mashiach the tzaddik, v'shavinu lahani rishon. And what they did along the way was, is they made those two Edom into Edim Rishayim by being mazim them. Then says the Torah, Vahoyim bin Hakos HaRasha, those two Edim, the Edim Rishayim, the Edim Zayimim, are going to be considered the bin Hakos. They are going to now be Chayim Malkus. And your classic case of Malkus doesn't require its tikkus at Sadr Vishayim HaRasha. Classic case of Malkus is doing a very sheesh by Malkus. Edim Asra, you get Malkus. Fire thing. Why are we making this so complicated? But there is a hechatimtza of the hitztikkus at Sadr Vishayim HaRasha, which would manifest itself into Malkus. What's the case? The case is Edim Zayimim. In that situation, there is a hechatimtza of this is the remez le'edim zoymimin sheloiken menatayr. Freit the Gemara v'tepek le'meloy sana. B'chura, if we're looking for a makar that there should be malchus by edim zoymimin, why do we need such a fancy makar? Have a more simple makar. It says in the Torah le'sana b'riachei etchaker. Any time two Edom are found to be Edom Zoyimin, by definition, what it means is that they said Edo Sheker. So to the extent that they said Edo Sheker, so they were over Leisana Breyach Eid Shaker. If they were over Leisana Breyach Eid Shaker, so based on that, they should get Malkus. Now, I just want to be clear about one point. So you'll tell me, one second, every time Edom Zoyimin say Eidr Sheker, they were overly sanab riachi chakra, so all Eidim Zoyimin should get Malkus. That's for sure not the case. Now, the answer to that is very simple. The answer is because we know there's a rule that a person can't be loiku mishalim. You can't get Malkus for being over a loy saseh and have a chi of mammon as well. As it relates to most situations, very often, anyways, if there's a tension between should you get Malkus or should you pay mammon, so you could be loiku vein mishalim, mishalim vein loiku, it's a sugya. But when it comes to hazam, it's pashit. Because Betheris rips the Torah, Edom Zoyim Letashlumen. The Torah says Beforish, Fast season like Kashazam Elasis Lachem. So the methodology would be as follows. That really every time somebody says Eid Sheker, you should get Malkus for Leisan Abriach Echaker. Why does he instead pay Kashazamam? It's because the Torah said Fast season like Kashazam Elasis Lachem. A Baham Mia, if you can't give a Kashazamam, why not? Because Leiva Leilazaroi or Huva Leizaimimim. So then it should be Hodor Dino that you should get Malkus based on Leisana. So Frank the Gemara, Vitapik Leima Leisana, why do you have to come on to Mitzig with the Sadi Vachu? A Rosh, a whole drush and Hadalim shine on that possible way. Benakas Rosh is talking about Eidim Zoyimimin. Taping Lame of Leisana. And for the Gemara, no. There's no Malkus on Leisana. Never, ever. Nothing to do with Loika Meshalim. There's never Malkus on Leisana. Mishum Dehavale, Lav Sheim by Maisa, Vachal Lav Sheim by Maisa, and Loikanov, Leisana's Lav Sheim by Maisa. You don't get Malkus on Lav Sheim by Maisa. The Sugi of Lav Sheim by Maisa, by the way, is going to come up again on Dav Dalet, Ayin Shom. We're going to get into it. But the bottom line is, there's no Malkus for Leisana. And if that's the case, why would there be Malkus? There would be Malkus because of Vihid. So this is a braisa, which not shockingly expounds a little bit on the halacha of the Mishnah. Right? This is mamish classic. Right? We didn't even realize this. The first daf we ever learned had this. So the Mishnah said two examples of where you have Edom Zoyimin that don't get Kasha Zomam. Instead of Kasha Zomam, they get Malkus. The Gemara brings a braisa now that's not going to have two examples, four examples, right? Why did our Mishnah mention two? Because Rebbe, who was Mekalbel from Rav Meir, he went with the derech of Rav, which is Lo'olam Yishna Adam Tamid B'derech Ktzara. Like Rav Shira Gain writes in his Igeres, the Mishnayos are always going to be abbreviated versions of the Braisa. But this is a classic example where the Mishnah says two, the Braisa says four. Dalid Dvarim Nemru Be'edim Zoyman. There are four things that were said regarding Edim Zoyman. Number one, Ein Nasin Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza. We know what that means. Ve'ein Goyin Lari Mikla. We know what that means. Ve'ein Mishalman Asa Koifer. There's no Koifer. And finally, Ve'einim Karim Be'eved Ivri. They also can't be sold as an Eved Ivri. Shum Rebbe Kiva, the name Rebbe Kiva was said. A fifth thing, Af in Meshalman al Piatzman, that Edom Zoyim will never pay al Piatzman, meaning there's a halacha of Moide Biknas. What does this all mean? Ein Nasa Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza Kedamar, we just went through that. Vein Goyim Lori Miklot Kedamar, went through that as well. Vein Meshalman Asa Koifer. What does it mean that not Meshalim Koifer? So first things first, what exactly is Koifer? So this takes us into Bava Kama, mamish into the throes of Bava Kama. So in Bava Kama, there's a halacha that if somebody has a shor and the shor shtoises, and he shtoises again and again, so the halacha becomes a shor mu'ud. In the event that the shor shtoised animals, so then the first time you shtoised, he had to pay Chatzin Nezik. Second time, if it was Tmol Shul Shem already, then he becomes a mood, he has to pay Nezik Shal. If this Shar was not shtoising people, animals, but it was shtoising people, and it even killed someone, so then the halacha is that once the Shar becomes a Shar Amud, at that point, the owner of the Shar has to pay Koifer. Koifer means, right, some redemption. So you have to pay a certain dollar amount, you give it to the family, but the point is you have to make a monetary payment. So who makes this payment of Koifer? The owner of the Shar, that's a mu'ud to killing people. In the event that there were Eidim Zoymimin in this scenario, so two Eidim said that this shor is a shor amu'ud that's chayiv koifer, and then they were found to be Zoymimin. This is one of the dalad varm that were nemru be Eidim Zoymimin, Eim Meshalman Asa Koifer. So what's the reason for this? So the Gemara says, Kosavri, the Tana of the Braises is of the opinion, Kufra Kapara, that the whole chayiv koifer is a kapara, Vani lav b'nei kapara ninu, and then not chayiv in kapara. In other words, Yesh Lachkar, as it relates to the chayiv koifer. So again, we're not learning about the Kama now, we're going to do this very fast. But Yesh Lachker, as it relates to the Iker Chi of Koifer, is Koifer a regular Chi of Mammon? A Mazik has to pay Mammon, so Koifer is just a form of Dmei Hezek. It's restitution, right? You cause somebody damage, you have to make the person whole. Or maybe no. Maybe it's not really considered that, but rather what it is a Chi of Kapara that this person has. Meaning, being that your shor killed somebody, so now you need kapara, you need some sort of ticket in the olamos. And koifer is your way of getting your kapara. Right? Sometimes you can get pidyon geld, and that's essentially what koifer is. Now, just to appreciate this a little bit better, ordinarily, if somebody's mazik somebody, you have a chiv, what's that chiv? The chiv is make the person whole. If you kill somebody and you write a check, you're not making the person whole. That's the argument that it shouldn't be a regular chiyuv mamon. So what is it? I don't know. It's some sort of pidyon geld that you have to pay. Yesh leim, I know, maybe really it is on some level a chiyuv mamon. And if that's the case, it would be more traditional. In other words, is kufr kapara, is kufr mamon? Says the Gemara that the braisa that says that einam zoyman never pay kofer, it's because it's not a chiyuv mamon. It's a chiyuv kapara. On chiyuve mamon, it passes kasha zaman. But kapara, you have no sheiches to this kapara. And being that you have no sheiches to this kapara, therefore, ein mishalman asa kapara. Says the Gemara, man tana kufr kapara. Who is the tana that holds that the chiyuv kofer is a chiyuv kapara? I'm Rav Chizda said, Rabbi Shmuel benoy shal Rabbi Yochanan ben Broiki. It's Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yochanan. Tanya belonging to the Braisa, v'nosan pidyon nafshoi. It says in the Torah, v'nosan pidyon nafshoi, to make nizik. It means you have to pay the value of the nizik, meaning pidyon nafshoi. Who's nefesh? It's the value of the nizik, the person that was hurt. Rabbi Shmuel benoy shal Rabbi Yochanan mebroika oimer. It's not the value of the nizik, but rather it's demei masik. Says the Gemara, my lab akumilchik. At first glance, what's the shaila? Should it be demei nizik at demei masik? Mar says hafla fafel. The mar savar kufra mamoina, umar savar kufra kapara. Very geschmack. If it's demei nizik, so it sounds like you're making the person whole. That's kufra mamoina. If it's demei masik, what does the chiyuv mamon have to do with the value of the masik? Oh, probably because you're redeeming your own soul. So if you're redeeming your own soul, so that's why it would make sense that it should be based on the masik. So the Gemara says, you want to know who's the mandama that holds kufra kapara? It's Rabbi Shmuel ben Oishel, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika. Who said may mazik? I'm Rapapa, Rapapa Sadlait. Kuli Amba Kufra Kapara. Could be everybody holds in that machloikis Kufra Kapara. What then is the machloikis? Mar Sava bin Nizik Shaiminon, Umar Sava bin Mazik Shaiminon. Meaning, Loyla, not only Rabbi Shmuel bin Nishov Rechem and Breaker, but really even his Baal Plukta, the Tanakama also, who said may Nizik holds Kufra Kapara. What then is the machloikis? May Nizik and May Mazik. The Shaila just says, how do you assess the Kapara? Do you assess the Kapara based on the value of you, which makes sense, you're redeeming your soul, or based on the value of who you damage, which also makes sense because that's the person that you damage. Says, what is Pshat in the Rabbanan? Meaning, at first glance, really, it makes a little more sense that it should be Dmei Mazik. That was the Muslim Rishon of the Gemara. So, Maitamayu de Rabbanan, Nemar Hashasa Lamata, Venemar Hashasa Lamaila. It says the Loshen of Hashasa Le Maila, and it says Alamata. So regarding Koifer, it says the words Im Koifer Yushas Olav, and it says also the word Hashasa in the parsha before that, and that parsha over there is talking about where somebody hit a pregnant woman and the child miscarried. There are times where there's a chiyah for the mazik to go ahead and have to make a payment. You have to pay the value of the child that was miscarried. Now, it says the word hashasa regarding that payment of the vlad, and it says the word hashasa regarding kaifer. So we say mala halam b'denizik, just like over there when it comes to the child, you're paying the value of the child. What else? That's a regular mazik. Afkam b'denizik. So too over here when it comes to kaifer, even though you can easily make the argument that it should be dmei mazik, it's not going to be dmei mazik. What it's going to be is dmei nizik. So Rabbi Shmuel, benoit Rabbi Yechim and Breika, who said that it's Dmei Mazik. Ay, what about Nemer Hashasa L'Maylo v'Nemer Hashasa L'Mato v'Nosam Pidyon Nafshoi? Because at the end of the day, it says Nafshoi, and just the grammar, right? It's a pronoun. Nafshoi means his. Who's his? It's referring to he himself. V'Rabbanon, the Rabbanon are going to tell you in Pidyon Nafshoi. It's true. It says Pidyon Nafshoi, and Nafshoi means the soul of the one giving the kofer. But at the same time, that just means that he's being paid to his nefesh, but doesn't mean that the calculation, the math in terms of determining how much money it has to be, is based on the value of his nefesh. Miu ki shaymina, when it comes to doing the shuma, but the nizik shaymina, we make the value based on the nizik, and we are going to stop here. So just to end the first daf of Masechtas Makis with one raid bite, and that is the first toisvus in the Masechta. So the Masechta began, Ketzad Edom Nasim Zoymimin, and the Mishnah went on to list two examples where Edom really do not become Zoymimin, or at the very least, the traditional, conventional method of treating an Eid Zoymimin is not followed. What are the examples? Be'idin Anu Bishploini Shu Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, and they were found to be Edom Zoymimin, or Be'idin Anu Bishploini Shu Chayv Golos, and the Edom were found to be Edom Zoymimin. Ordinarily, if Edom are found to be Edom Zoymimin, we say Kasha Zomam. These are two examples where we don't say Kasha Zomam. The Gemara gave reasons. And instead, Loik Arban, which is why it's discussed here in Masechtas Makis, in fact, the opening halacha in the sugyas of Makis. Tosfos, right in the beginning of the Masechta, asks a bomba Kasha. Tosfos says, Teima. He says, I don't understand. It emerges that Eidus de Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza is not subject to Kasha Zama. Eidus of Golus is not subject to Kasha Zama. If that's the case, Frek Toisvis, it comes out every Eidus de Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza and every Eidus of Golus is Eidus Shi'iyat de Yochel Azima. And everybody knows that Eidus Shi'iyat de Yochel Azima is Nitkain Eidus. So Frek Toisa Kasha, that I don't understand how you could ever have an Eidus to Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, how you could ever have an Eidus of Golos. To the extent you can't be Mekayim, Vasisam like Kasha Zomam, Lasis La'achiv, that means it's somehow excluded from the parish of Azam. If it's excluded from the parish of Azam, that means it's Eidus Shi'at to Yochel Azima. And if it's Eidus Shi'at to Yochel Azima, so Freik Toisvis, Zayin Grois Akasha, then every Eidus to Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutz and every Eidus of Golus should be Mineu Bey, inadmissible. The Eidus itself should be then on arrival based on the principle of Eidus Shatiyochel Azima. And Tois says two terutzim to this Kasha. Tois first teretz is V'yesh Loimar, Kivan Deloikin, Havi Kasha Zomam, Vavi Shaper Atiyochel Azima. It's true that these Eidim are not getting the conventional, they're not getting the traditional Kasha Zomam. But at the same time, they're going to get Malkus. And being that they're going to get Malkus, says Tosfos, that in and of itself makes it Eidus She'at Yochel Azima, and it's for that reason, it's not going to be a problem. Tosfos says it's second teretz, for Oidei Shloimar, skipping, it's halfway down in Tosfos, the Gabi Eidus, the Ben Gerusha V'Chalutza, V'Chayshin and Klal Ba'at Yochel Azima. That when it comes to Eidus, the Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, we're not Chayish at all for Eidus She'at Yochel Azima. The Mehecha Nafkulam, the Be'inan Eidus Shat Yochel Azima. How do you know that you need Eidus Shat Yochel Azima? We know it from Kasha Zaman. V'hamuchach b'gemara, and it's muchach in the gemara. The Kasha Zaman lo nichtav v'gabi Eidus Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza v'lo koyel v'klav v'shum tzad shabayla. So says Tosfos in the second teretz. It's true there's a din of Eidus Shat Yochel Azima. But who state that Eidus has to be Yochel Azima in the parish of Azama? Right, we spoke to that in the introduction that Azama is so integral to Eidus that every Eidus has to be subject to the laws of Azama. But to the extent that Eidus the Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza and Eidus of Golas are excluded from the parish of Azama, so then by definition they're also excluded from this criteria of it needing to be Yochel Azima. When do you need that it should be Yochel Azima? When you're in the parish of Azama. But to the extent that the Torah whacked you out of the parish of Azama, so you don't have to be Yochel Azima either. In other words, Tosfos said two terutzim to his kasha. L'chayre, every Eidus Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, every Eidus Golas is Eidus Shat Yochel Azima. Tosfos' first teretz V'yesh Shloimar is that being that they're getting Malkus, so the Malkus itself blibes Kasha Zama. The Oidei Shloimar says Tosfos that it's true, there is no Hazama taking place over here. There is no Hazama that's taking place over here. But at the same time, being that the Torah excluded these two idios from the parish of Hazama, it doesn't matter that there's no Hazama taking place, because only someone that's in the parish of Hazama's Eidus needs to be Yochel Azima. But to the extent that the Eidus is not in the parish of Hazama, that Eidus does not have to be Yochel Azima. In Kaisle Beis Medrash, they say that what a Tosis to Terutzim Talian, the Talian, a Chakira Hayadua, in terms of how you understand the Malkus of the first Mishnah over here in Masechtas Matis. And there's really two ways to look at it. One Mahalach is that this is a new parasha of Malkus that was Nischadish, that relates to the Hitzdiku as Hatzadik, Virshio as Arosha, Vayim ben Hakis Arosha, for the eight Zoymeim that can't get Kasha Zama. Right? The Mishnah gave two examples, the Braisa gave another two examples. There's a Bezundere parasha of Malkus that was Nischadish for these four Chevra, and it's tailor-made for them. It's a new hischaivus, and this new hischaivus is something that is almost part and parcel of the halachas of Kasha Zama. Meaning, ordinarily, if someone's an Eid Zoyim, then he gets Vasis and Kasha Zama Lassas Lachim. That's the Hazama de Gechiv. Then there's a Hechatim, so where you don't get your traditional Hazama de Gechiv, and instead of getting the traditional Hazama de Gechiv, what you're going to get instead is Malkus. Vushte Gena Malkus. It says it in the parsha of Tzdikos HaTzadik, Vishu HaZarosha, Vayu Benakas HaRosha. But the point is, it's a Hazama de Gechiv. said the London. Maybe the way you're supposed to look at this is a little bit differently. Because really, the Gemara asked the kasha. The Gemara says, why do I need a special remnes? Leidim zoyim in Atayri to tell me. That in Eidim, they can't get kasha zomam gets malchus. Typically, it says, loisana b'riacha eid shaker. And the Gemara answered, loisana is a lav shein by maisa, and on a lav shein by maisa, you don't get malchus. And for that reason, loisana is off the table. There's a mockum to say in Lombus that it's, although it's true ordinarily, loisana is off the table. And although ordinarily, you wouldn't get malchus for loisana b'riacha eid shaker. But here where it says in the Torah, it's tikkus atzadik for shios harosha v'yim benakas harosha, which Chazal said is a remez le'edim zoymit shalokim in haTorah. Here the Torah was mechadish that you're going to get malchus out the loisana b'riacha eid shaker. Meaning, is the gather of the malchus of edim zoymimin a new chi of malchus that was given for edim zoymimin? Or maybe the gather of the malchus of edim zoymimin is out the lav of loisana b'riacha eid shaker. And if that's the case, the gather of the malchus is like gar from any person that's over a lav with halachas against malchus. Now, ordinarily, you have to be over a lav she'ech by maisa. Over here, there's a chiddush that even a lav she'ech by maisa is going to be like an olav. How do you have a right to say such a chiddush? Because remez le'edim zoymimin haTorah, because we have a remez to it. But the bottom line is, this is the chakira. Is the malchus a new chi of malchus als vitzdikus atzadik v'shios harosha v'yim benakis harosha, or the chi of malchus is als leisana vitzdikus atzadik v'shios harosha v'yim benakis harosha is a gilui that over here you're going to get malchus for leisana despite the fact that leisana really is the lav she'ech by maisa. So yeshiva, they say, could be that's what Tais Tutu Rutsim is. Tais in the first Teret said, Kivin the loikin havi kasha zom, vavi shaper at the yochel azimo. Tais is naming on that the malchus of Edom Zoymimin is a hazomah de gemalchus. It's a new parish of malchus that was nischadish for Edom Zoymimin. If that's the case, you're in the parish of hazomah. It's true, you're not in the conventional parish of Azama, but you're in the parish of Azama. That makes the Eidus Yachal Azima. Tais in the second Teretz held no, that really the Malkus is for Leisana. If the Malkus is for Leisana, there is no Kiyum of Hazama at all. Even the Malkus, that's Alts Leisana Breach Eid Shaker. So there's no Azama. If there's no Azama, so you can't be Yachal Azima Alts the Malkus. The Teretz is, says Tais, Voide Shloimar. It could be in this case, you don't really have to come on to it being Yochel Azimah, because the only time it has to be Yochel Azimah is when it's in the parish of Malkus. But if it's not in the parish of Malkus, in that case, it actually does not have to be Yochel Azimah. So Tosfos says two terutzim to answer his Geres Akasha. The truth is that there are many nafke minas in Tosfos two terutzim. In fact, just want to give a shout out to Yedidi, Rabbi Luzer Rubin, who just put out his latest edition of Avayvam, and the truth is that every edition and rendition of Avayvam, Mamish outdo does the one before, and this is Mamish Haflava Fella. It's on the first parak of Masechtas Makis, and the truth is, even though the first parak of Masechtas Makis is only, you know, etlech edafin, but really, like all his svarim, it's something that's hafachba vafachba the kulaba. And really, the first parak of Makis has some shas cotton vibes. So there's so many different sugyas that he goes through, where he's malakit from all the Rosh Hashivas, from Friya de Gedayas, and from all the Heintiger Rosh Hashivas. So if you want all the contemporary Heintiger Torahs as it relates to all the lumdas here of Hazama and everything happening in the beginning of Masechtas Makis, this is the address. It's the Sefer Avayvam. But either way, in Avayvam, he was malakid from all the Rosh Hashivas, I mean, Hakal or Rabbis, Mamish from all the Rosh Hashivas, Loi Pachas from 13 Nafkaminas between Taisus to Terutzim. Each one is with a whole pump and a whole geschmack. But either way, he goes through 13 Nafkaminas between Taisus to Terutzim. And really, this lumdas, and that is, how exactly do you treat the Malkus of Kasha Zomam, and Befrat, Tosfos is two Mahalchim, how to answer this Kasha. What happened to Eidush Ati Yochel Azima? The first Teretz is the Malkus is Kasha Zomam. The second Teretz is that being that it's not in the parish of Kasha Zomam, Melo, it actually does not have to be Yochel Azima. But I just want to mention one of the Nafkaminas. And this is for sure the most Yodua the Nafkamina. And that Nafkamina is the Noid of Yehuda's Nafkamina. Noid of Yehuda said, I'll tell you Pasht Nafkamina between these two Terutzim. And that is, what would be if two Edom walk into Bezdin and say, Me'idin ono bish ploynushu ben gerusha ben chalutza. Edom does what Edom, Bezdin does what Bezdin always does, which is they go through Jishus for chakirois. What would be if when it came to the chakirois, one of the Edom would say, Eini yodea. Would that knock out the Edus, or would that not knock out the Edus? So just a little bit of a hakdom. We know that Edom were always cross-examined. right? Now, the cross-examination was made up of two components. It was made up of drishos, it was made up of chakiros. Drishos were general, broad questions that related to the specific nuances of the testimony. Chakiros were tailor-made questions. These were like mamish pre-determined questions that all related to when and where the events took place. The Gemara says that the chakiros were way more chomer than the drishos. How so? If the Eidim would say, Eini Yodei, I plead the fifth, as it relates to drishas, that's okay, right? That's a good answer. Eini Yodei is an answer. Sometimes the best answer. When it comes to chakiros, if the Eidim would say, Eini Yodei, out. The whole Eidim is not negay. Why? So the Gemara says, because the purpose of the drishas is just to get the Eidim to trip up or to come to the truth, right? The purpose of the chakiros is to make the Eidus yachal azimu. Because the chakiros are all the when and where's. So we're trying to establish right now when it took place. So if two Eidim want to walk in and say, Imanu Yisim and Malkomplaini, they would have the ability to do it. So to the extent that the Eidim would be Eini Yodei b'chakiros, it would make it Eidus shati yachal azimu, and Eidus shi'i ati yachal azimu is nitkain kosher Eidus. Said the Noida Yehuda, what would be if Eden, the Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, would be in any idea of Chakiros? Would the Edus be kosher, or would the Edus not be kosher? Said the Noida Yehuda, it's following Tais to Terutza. According to Tais's first Teretz, the reason there's no problem with Edus Shatiyach Lazima by Edus Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza is because in the Malkus, that means you need Edus Shatiyach Lazima. Nor was you have the Malkus. If you need Edus Shatiyach Lazima, any idea of Chakiros is not going to be good. But according to Tais's second Teretz, that being that you're not in the parish of Azoma, you don't need that it should be Edus Shatiyach Lazima. So if you're any idea of Chakiros, so it's not going to be a problem. No, Tais's was handling Edus Shatiyach Lazima mitzad the Oyner Shabbat. Right? It's Eina Yachal Azimah because there's no Oynish. One Teretz Tosfos says, no, you could give the Oynish of Kasha Zomam. In the second Teretz Tosfos says, sure you can't, but who cares? You know what the Nafkamina is? Nafkamina is if it would be a situation where it's Eina Yachal Azimah, not mitzad the Oynish Aboy, but mitzad the Heftz of the Oynish Aboy. It's Eina Yachal Azimah not because he can't give the Oynish of Kasha Zomam, but because there's no way to make the Edom trip up because they never gave themselves up. They never said when it happened or where it happened. According to Tosfos's first Teretz, where it is Yachal Azimah and it has to be Yachal Azimah, well, Eina Debe Chakiris is going to be a problem. According to Tosfos's second Teretz, it's not going to be a problem. It's also Yedua that the Beis Halevi, the Beis Halevi, and Sefer Beis Halevi was chayvig on this night of Yehuda. And the Beis Halevi said, not getting into it, that there's really two components to Idashat Yochel Azimah, like we just said. There's Yochel Azimah mitzad the Oynish, that's what's going on here in this Tosfos, in our sugya, and there's Yochel Azimah mitzad the Cheftz of the Eidos, and even Tosfos, when Tosfos said that you don't need that it should be subject to Kasha Zomam, it was only in the Oynish Shabbai, but mitzad that Etzema Godas Eidos Shabbai, then it would always have to be Yochel Azimah. And when you're learning in Yeshiva, it doesn't matter what grade you're learning this, as long as you're learning Mefarshim. That age forward, you're going to hear this Noida B'Yehuda, you're going to hear this Beis Halevi, and this goes down as a famous machloikis between the Noida B'Yehuda and the Beis Halevi. What's really the machloikis according to Tosfos second Teretz, where the reason there's no problem with Edashat Yochel Azimah by Edas Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza is because being that you can't be Mekayim Kasha Zomah, it doesn't have to be Yochel Azimah, does that mean any Debe Chakirois would also not be an issue, or any Debe Chakirois really would be an issue? But this tshuva of the Noida B'Yehuda has the rest of the story. As a matter of fact, I think this is from the great examples of where you have a member that said over in yeshiva in the name of an Adam Gadol that comes from a tshuva, and the member in and of itself is gevalding, and that's what we horrify over, try to understand the svar and the lumdis and ask on it and be miyashiv and say chaburis. But really, if you would look up the tshuva and you know the rest of the story, sometimes there's a teres chayim component to this that's absolutely fascinating and mesmerizing. And to me, a tshuva like this is mamish exhibit A. So where did the Noida B'Yehuda say this vart that the Beis Halevi vehemently disagreed with? And that is that there'd be a nafgemina between Tosfos two terutzim here in Makas Abeza Menal as it relates to any Adeba Chakiris. So it's in Shalos Tshuvas Noida B'Yehuda, it's in Ebene Ezer, it's Madura Kama, it's Simen Ayin Beis, Simen Ayin Gimel, and Simen Ayin Dalet. So Maisa Shahoya Kachoya. There was a shtetl in Galicia. It was Chodesh Elul, and the Rabbanim got together and they said that we're going to appoint a Vad, and we're going to help people do tshuva It's Erol, it's the Zman of Tshuva, on different averus that they did during the course of the year. So this tribunal, this Vad, sits together and people are coming in one after another and they're talking about all the averus that they did during the course of the year. And this Bezin was helping them with Darkei HaTshuva, starting with Rambam Hilchos Tshuva and working through different Sigufin and different Inyonim that they were able to guide these Chevra in terms of whatever repentance they needed. Either way, a person walks in and he tells the Bezdin that, you know, I have to tell you that during the course of this year, he was nichshol, he was mezana with an eshes ish in shtot. In fact, he even told the Bezdin who this eshes ish was. They were very taken aback. And Kamuvin, they told him, you have to do tshuva, it's very, very chomer. And they started outlining what exactly the tshuva would be. A few days later, another person walks in to this same Bezdin, and again, he's confessing his sins, and he too says that he was mezana with an eshes ish. In fact, he was mezana with the same exact eshes ish. A third person, a fourth person, a fifth person. The Bezdin couldn't believe what they were listening to. That means there's a woman in town who's an eshes ish, and she's literally seducing. She's being machshel yidin to do averus, and they have to deal with it. Now, they knew who she was because they had all disclosed her name. And they decided that they are going to approach her family and they're going to do it discreetly. And the reason they did it discreetly was because her husband was very chashev of a person in town. And her shver was even more chashev than that. Meaning this was a very prominent, powerful family. And the Bezin understood that to simply go out and expose the story is not necessarily the smartest way to go about it. So they went, literally, Be'isha and Halayla, and they meet together with the husband, and they tell the husband that, you know, I want you to know that we've been sitting together, this Bezin, for the last several weeks, and, you know, a bunch of people in town came, and they claimed they were mezana with your wife, which means that, you know, we're going to do a little more due diligence, we have to be ma'ayin and the Indian a little bit better, we're not ready to issue a psak, but for now, you have to be purged from your wife, because mechash mi abaye, without a question, and as a result, this is something we're going to look into a little bit more. Either way, this man hears the story, he goes running to his father. His father was a very, very powerful person, powerful in a rabbinic sense, powerful in a moministic sense. He comes running over to the court and he says, I want to hear what's going on over here. What do you mean? You're telling my husband, you're going to start spreading rumors, you're going to do the due diligence. The minute you start inquiring, you start asking questions, it's going to be guilty until proven innocent. You're going to ruin my family, my reputation, my children. You have an idea of what's going to go on over here. They're going to say my enoklach, not my enoklach. There's way too much at stake over here. So I have to know a little bit about what's going on. And they said, listen, there's a process, Bezdin follows, and I can't just go ahead and start closing everything. But he was a shtickle of bully, and he came very, very stark, and they had no choice, and they had to start disclosing some of the people that had confessed their sins. As soon as this person heard that, he said, these are the people that you're relying on? I mean, first of all, these chever are almost dead on arrival as being good witnesses, because this is who you're dealing with. But just because somebody is nichshol in something that miyutem barayis doesn't mean you're posulatus, right? This is tricky stuff. But the bottom line is, he immediately went on a campaign and he said, these chevra, they're not good chevra. One of them I did business with. This guy's a fartig ganav. The other person's a bad guy. And immediately, like, this is all going on behind the scenes. But a major, major tumult started breaking out. And really, they, meaning the husband and the shver, were coming from the fact that these edim are not credible witnesses, and as a result, we can't rely on them in any way, shape, or form. Either way, the Bezdin wasn't really backing down, and the Bezdin said that, you know, as far as we're concerned, you know, we think there's something here. As a matter of fact, we think that you have to be purged from your wife, and, you know, we're going to see how far we take this, but this is our initial psak. We're going to go through this a little bit more. In the meantime, this Rav went, and he got, or this husband and shver went, and he got two big rabbonim to sit down and to look at the case. And the two rabbonim that he got to look at the case sided in favor of the husband, and they made the argument that based on everything that had come about, there's not enough for us to force this man to have to be purged from his wife. One of the rabbonim that saw this shaila, to whom the shaila crossed his desk, was the great Rabbi Cheska Landau, the Noida Behuda. And that's what's going on here in Siman Ayin Beis, Siman Ayin Gimel, Siman Ayin Dalet, and Evan Ezra Madura Kama. He's responding to this issue. Now, when the Noida Behuda sat down, he set up the situation. He said, I went through the case and I came up with six different reasons, l'chayra, why maybe you could be matter this isha. I have six reasons maybe why you could be matter. But he said, stating that, all six of the reasons, as far as I'm concerned, are null and void. And in what's in the conversation for the longest truth of Noida Behuda, I don't have the analytics, but this is definitely up there. This is 60 pages long. 60 pages of Noida Behuda. You know how hard that is? It's 60 pages of, it's mamish impossible, but it's 60 pages of Noida Behuda, where the Noida Behuda goes through, and really the mahalach of how he goes through is, it's called Stiras Heter Arishain, Stiras Heter Asheni, Stiras Heter Ashlishi. He sets up the six heterim, and he knocks all six of them out. Now, I'm just going to mention the six, and then we'll talk about the rebuttal, or the beginning of the rebuttal of the first one. So, the one fact we need to know is that at the end of the day, when they were makabel all the different idiots, what the Beis Din was relying on primarily was one of the chevra said that he himself was mezana with an isha. Another one was able to say even more than that. He was able to say that I actually saw someone else. Now, when he saw the someone else, he didn't see Kimchal v'Shvayferes, but he saw Kederich HaMenachim, you know, Ayin Sham with the Haggadah Seders, right? Kiyodua. But the bottom line is that maybe the goes through exactly what happened. But one of them, all they had was, meaning they all were saying that they themselves were nichshol. But if you yourself say that you're the guilty party, it's not the same as if you're an aid about somebody else. So at the end of the day, they had one person that was able to say that he saw also with regards to somebody else. But the other aid that they were hinging on was really someone that was talking about himself. Either way, said the Noida Behuda, there's six reasons why maybe it could be matter. The first reason, said the Noida Behuda, is because when they cross-examined the Edom, so they asked the Edom, tell me, when did this happen? When did this all take place? You said you saw someone else. When did you see it? He said, I don't know. What was the date? I don't know. You remember the date? Michtes, you have to remember the date. He said, I had no way of knowing the date. Right, today we take for granted we know when the date is, maybe. He had no idea what the date was. You don't know what the date is. You're in Eni Yodea B'Chakirois. If you're in Eni Yodea B'Chakirois, today this is bottle. Right, Eni Yodea B'Chakirois, that's one of the halachas. You have to know when it took place. He was in Eni Yodea. Number two, there's a thought to say that maybe it shouldn't be a problem because of Eino de Mesa Natsmei Rasha. Right? One of these Edis is based on the fact that he himself was Nichshol. Well, the minute you're saying that you are Nichshol, so there's a b'chin of Eino de Mesa Matzmei Rasha, Eino de Mesa Matzmei Rasha, so you're going to be out. Now, there is a sugya of Palgina on Dibure, but based on a Shita Sarishoinim, a Marasasoin, that could be over here, a Chuvas HaRajba, here you can't be Soimich on Eino de Mesa Matzmei Rasha. This is really getting into some serious Noid B'Yehuda territory. This was not something that you would be able to rely on. Another thing that Noid B'Yehuda said that maybe you can hinge yourself on is a Marasasoin, who says a chiddush that there's a din that you need edus miyuchedes when it comes lesser isha al baila. So we know for dinei mabnas, if two edim walk into bez and one ed says I know Reuven owes Shimon money, another ed says I know Reuven owes Shimon money, even though they're both coming from different places, you keep him mitzarev the two edus and keep him chayev Reuven money. But when it comes to dinei nefashas, the edim have to be themselves. They have to be together. They would have to be tzizam. It's what's known as edus miyuchedes. There's a shita that holds that lesser isha al baila, you need edus miyuchedes. And being that you need edus miyuchedes, over here there was no edus miyuchedes, because they were each coming from different uvdas. So if there's no edus miyuchedes, based on that, maybe it wouldn't be an issue. Another heter said in Noida Behuda that maybe you were able to invoke was the Kabbalah's Edus wasn't done b'fnei Habal and b'fnei Yo'isha. And there's a halacha that Kabbalah's Edus has to be in front of the Balidinim, and that's not the way it was over here. Another thing you had to consider was what the Shver was tining, or what the husband was tining, that these Edim were chshudim. And to the extent that the Edim were chshudim, so maybe it would be an issue. And then finally, Noida Behuda said, there is a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah Paskins, that even though when it comes to all these types of idiots, the din is Achiyiru Kederech HaMenachin, you don't have to actually see the Maisa Biya, but to the extent that you have a married woman who has children and you want to be Maitzi her, which ultimately will cause a laz on the children, the only time you could do it is if it's Kimchal v'Shvayferes. There are Ma Paskins, this in Simon Yud Aleph, and based on that, over here, only one of the two Edim was able to see Kimchal v'Shvayferes, right? He's being made on himself, but the other one is only Kederech HaMenachim, and it's for that reason. This was the six reasons that the Noida Behuda laid out that at first glance, maybe you'd be able to be matter. Stating that, Noida Behuda wrote a 60-page tshuva where he tzeshmeted it, where he mamish with fire and brimstone, says, absolutely not, you have no basis to go ahead and to be matter. Again, as it relates to the first one, this is in Yoneinu. there was an Eni Adeb HaKiros. The Eid said, I don't know when this happened. And being that he said, I don't know when it happened, so Eni Adeb HaKiros, it's Eid HaShat Yachal Azim, it's not going to be a problem. Said the Noi Deb Yehuda. One second. If Eidim walk into Besdin and they say that an Eish HaSish was Mezana, Bizman HaZeh, where there's no Misas Besdin, do you need that Eidus to be Yochel Azimah? So if you would ask me, I would tell you it's totally in the first Tosfos of Masechtas Makos, the Beis Amar Aleph. Because let's be honest, today, can you give Kasha Zomam for a Misa? Of course not. And by the way, it's not just a punk that you can't give Kasha Zomam of Misa, because the only time you give Kasha Zomam of Misa is if there's Asra. And today there's not going to be Asra, right? There's no Asra. There was Zichin no Asra in that case. So when Eidim walk into Bezin and say about an Eishasis that she was Mizana Tachas Baila, where's the Negeya that Eidos? That Eidos is Negeya La Israel Baila. La Israel Baila is not something that comes along with the Kasha Zomam. Why? Because what's the Kasha Zomam going to be? Well, what would be the Kasha Zomam? So two Eidim walk into Bez and they say about an Eish HaSish, she's also Labayla. And they were found to be Eidim Zomam. Vasisa like Kasha Zomam, Lassus, Achiv. What would you do to them? You would make them Aser to their wives? By the way, Tosfos speaks out in the bottom of the Beis Amar Aleph that just like we say Loi V'loi L'Zari, there's also a Loi V'loi L'Ishtoi. So forget about even Misvara. Loi V'loi L'Ishtoi. That's not even possible. That would never be the case. So the point is, there would never be over here a Kasha Zomam anyways. If there wouldn't be a Kasha Zomam, so Yesh Lachker said the Noi de Behuda, what would be the Halach if it's any idea? Bechakirois says the Noi de Behuda, I don't know, I think it's totally in Tais Tuterutzim. Tais Notach Gefrekta Kasha, that if there's no Kasha Zomam by Eidus Ben Gerutzim Ben Chalutza, so why is it not Eidus Shati Yochel Azima? And Tais said Tuterutzim. Tais in the first Teret said it is Yochel Azima. Why it's Yochel Azima? Because of the Malkus. Tais the second Teret said it doesn't have to be Yochel Azima. Says this is where the Noid Bida said it. Said the Noid Bida, what would be the Nafkamina between Toysus to Terutzim? The Nafkamina between Toysus to Terutzim would be in the event that there was an Eni Deb Chakiris. In Toysus first Teretz, you need Kasha Zomam. The Malkus is the Kasha Zomam. Eni Deb Chakiris is going to be a problem. But in Toysus second Teretz, you don't need Kasha Zomam. If you don't need Kasha Zomam, say Eni Deb Chakiris is not going to be a problem. And this is where the Noid Behuda is, the Noid Behuda. He said that it's Pasha to me that Toysus Ike Teretz is Toysus second Teretz. Now, who could be Machri between Toysus to Terutzim? The Noid Behuda could. So Tosfos said, I have rayas, and he has 5, 6, 7, 8 pages as an Eidbid on this. That the Iker is like, Tosfos himself mutches with his first Teretz, innovating. But the point is, the Iker is Tosfos' second Teretz. And if the Iker is Tosfos' second Teretz, any time there's a situation where you can't be Mekayim Kasha Zomam, there's no din of Eid HaShat Yochel Azima. And if that's the case, there's no problem with any Debe Chakiris. And if that's the case, that's the steer to the Heter Rishon. That's what the Eidbid said. So Yavad, you want to know, in Yeshiva, the Eidbid said an Afkamini between Tosfos to Terutzim. You want to know the rest of the story? This is the rest of the story. The rest of the story is that Yehuda was presiding over this case, this Chomerdiger case that was rocking this shtetl in Europe, and then Yehuda went and he used this nafkamina between Tosfos to Terutzim that he was mechadish to go ahead and to say. To go ahead and to say what it is he said. But the truth is, you know, there's the rest of the story as it relates to even the rest of the story. In fact, Rabbi David Katz has written and lectured extensively on this tshuva, or these three tshuvas of the Noi de Behuda. I actually spoke to Rabbi Katz yesterday. One of the things he told me, which was very, very interesting, is that, you know, everyone knows the most famous tshuva, Noi de Behuda, right? It's Arichayim Simul Amidei. It's not even a question. That's the Amayis Shoy Kachay, which was similar to this tshuva, where there was a person that was Mizana with Chamoisai over a period of 3 years, and then he became a Baal Tshuva Nifla. I mean, he became an incredible Baal Tshuva. The only thing is, he never told his Shver that he was Mazana with Chamoisa, which means that his father was living Be'isra together with his wife. And he asked the Noi de Behuda, is there an Eitzah maybe not to disclose this information, even though his father was technically living Be'isra, based on Gadol Kavod Abrius, Shadoi Chaloisha B'Torah. And the Behuda writes a famous long tshuva where he gives us yet a lot of chizik. Right, he wants to know also, what should he do for tshuvas? You don't have to do tshuva, you tell me you're learning all day. If you're learning all day, you don't have to do anything else. Then he says, you want to know, you're asking me already about Sigufim, and the Behuda pinpoints, don't drink coffee, don't do this, don't do that. It's famous beyond. But the bottom line is at the end of the day, the Behuda came out, he says, nothing I can do for you. I can't help you. I wish I could help you, but I can't nish helfen. Because at the end of the day, you have a chiv to tell your shver. He has to know he's living with his wife Be'isser. She's an Eish HaSish that was Mezana Tachas Baila B'Mezid, and there's no question in the world she's going to be Aser. But I'll tell you something interesting. You know, this tshuva from the Reish Lakish is quoted in different places. One of the places it's quoted is the Ben Ishchai in his Shalos Tshuvas Rav Palim. This is in Evin HaEzer Chelek Aleph Shaila Aleph. He brings a very, very similar shai. Very, very similar shayla. And he says, oh, the shayla, it's fast. The Noid B'Yehuda shayla, and similar amideh. And then he's mefalful with the tshuva from the Noid B'Yehuda. And Toich Tvarev, he says a very big chiddush. He says that the emes is, it bothered me a little bit, the Noid B'Yehuda. Why the Noid B'Yehuda named on for such a dover pashat? Such a dover pashat that this man has no choice but to disclose the information, which created tremendous pgam mishpacha, even though God will cover that b'riyah shetoicha loyser shevetayra. Because to me, there's a tremendous heter. You can be saying the chat. He brings many heter, but he says there's one that's a tremendous heter. He said I saw in the tshuvas from the great goyin Rabbi Yosef Shaul Natanzin, and this is in Shoyl Meishim Madura Kamechelik Aleph at Simin Reish Samech Beis, who brings a whole list of rishonim that say that the only time an eishes ish that's mezana tachas bayla becomes aser to her husband is if there were edim. The only time it's true is if there were edim that saw this nus. But if there were not Adam that saw this nus, she does not become also a baiva. It's an unbelievable chiddush. Meaning, usually, Adas is like ivri sahadi elu l'shakri. You need Adas just to be megala something that happened. You don't need Adam to create. When do you need Adam to create the chalois? What's known as Adas akhlu, by kedushin, for example. If you don't have Adam kedushin, so the husband and wife are not married. You need the Adam to shaft the maisa. But there's a chiddush. It comes from a tshuvas b'nei ahuva. But the point is, it has mekayrus and rishon reyesiv shal with his great goyinus worked on this shayin emel, and he was saying on it that the only time an eish hasish becomes asal abayilo is if there were edim that actually saw the maisa's nos. So said the Ben Ishchai, to me it's poshet that the Noid of Yehuda should have been soymich on this shita. And it's a chiddush why he wasn't. Why wasn't he soymich on this? You see, he was looking for his epis on Eitzah. Why was he not soymich on this Bnei Ahuva that has feast out not to be soymich on? Talk about Embe Smedrish Boy Chiddush. He could have been soymich on this Bnei Ahuva, and to me this is something he would have done. So Rabbi Katz told me, half of a fellow, it's the Noid of Yehuda l'shitasai. Because the Noid of Yehuda could have been soymich on it in Erechaim Laminhan, he wasn't. And he could have been soymich on Evan Ezra Simonai Bay, and he wasn't soymich on it there either. He went through six sibas lahet and he didn't mention this. And this is something that really he could have been soymich on. For whatever reason, Yehuda l'shitasai chose not to be soymich on this great sakula, and he came down very, very hard in both of these tshuvas. Fascinating. But the bottom line is, this is what's going on a little bit in. But I'll tell you the rest of the rest of the story. The rest of the rest of the story is, if you look in the tshuva from the Noid of Yehuda, so he writes like this. He says, Shlucha Eli mechachomim ashkenazim k'tzeya aretz loyaz. This is a story that came from Yenemek Velt. That's what the Noid B'Yehuda writes. And he printed it, by the way, when he printed his Child's Truva's Noid B'Yehuda Madura Kama for the first time, which was in the year 1776, right? We know the Mispar and what was going on in that year. This is what was going on, the Misparenu. In the year 1776, this is when the Noid B'Yehuda printed his Truva's Noid B'Yehuda. And this is, and he wrote this Truva about a story that happened in a faraway land. But Rabbi Katz did a lot of research on this story. And the truth is, this story didn't happen in a faraway land. As a matter of fact, this story had happened almost 40 years earlier. It happened in the city of Brody. The Noid B'Yehuda, we know, started his life in the city of Brody, the great city of Brod, which at the time was part of Poland. He was a Polish of the Noid B'Yehuda. And I say that with pride. And the Noid B'Yehuda was from Brod. And the Noid B'Yehuda was learning in the Brod Klois. The Brod Klois was like the yeshiva for supersize. Talk about yeshivas that are hard to get into. The Brother Klois, this was the it yeshiva mamish in the last few hundred years. The Rishkoil in the Brother Klois was Reb Chaim Sanzer, not the Devei Chaim, the famous Mekobel Reb Chaim Sanzer, right? The other Reb Chaim Sanzer. But Reb Chaim Sanzer, he was the Rishkoil, and the Noid B'Yehuda was one of the budding superstars. And as far as we know, Noid B'Yehuda loved it there in Brod, and he planned on really spending the rest of his life in Brod. And this maisa that happened with one of the Cheshuvim in Brod. It was a very, very tenuous situation. Nobody really knew how to handle it because of the powerful people that were involved in the story. And the Yehuda was a younger man, and he knew some of the chevra that were involved, and he knew what really happened. And the Yehuda risked his standing in Brod to go ahead and to put himself out there and to write a tshuva. And just to appreciate how much he put himself out there. You know, we mentioned that this year, the Shver and the husband, they got a teirim from two Gedolei Yisrael. The two Gedolei Yisrael they got a teirim from, one was Reb Chaim HaKoyim Mirapaport. He was the Av Bezdin of Lvov, one of the great Goyim of the generation. The other one was a Yid by the name of Reb Yosef Yisachar Beresh, who was the son of the Pnei Yeshua, another one of the great Goyne Yisrael. As a matter of fact, in Oide Behuda, when he brings his tshuva, he says, I came up with six Atayrim. He was mamish quoting their tshuvas. That's what he was quoting. He did it betznius, but he was quoting their tshuvas. And he, as a younger man, he was mamish a younger man. He was probably in his 30s at the time. He went and he held it was wrong. And he risked, he put himself out there 100% to go keneged. And it made a tremendous tumult. Ad kidei kach made a tumult, Rabbi Yehuda had to leave Brod. Rabbi Yehuda had no intention of ever leaving Brod, as far as everyone's concerned. And this forced him to leave Brod. Eventually, he would go from Brod to Yampol, and from Yampol, he would go to Prague, which of course was his destiny, and he would become the chief rabbi of Prague for the last 39 and a half years of his life. And it's from there that Shaul's truth is Rabbi Yehuda, and it was from Misham Yotzo Hirol Yisrael. That's where everything came from. But I'll tell you even more than that. Rabbi Katz brings two sources from the Chassidish world. There's a Chassidish Meister that said over that around the time that this whole tumult that was taking place in the 1740s, the holy Baal Shem Tov was sitting around with his Chassidim. And I don't know if he knew this Bruch HaKodesh or somebody had told him about what happened, but he was sitting around and he said that there's a Meister Shoyu Kachoy that's going on now in Brod, and there's three Dayanim that are putting themselves out L'man Ha'emes. And they're going Keneged, even Gedoyle Yisrael, because they think it's true. And all three of these Gedoylim are going to have tremendous, tremendous Hatzlach in different places. He said one of them is going to go on to Eretz Yisrael, and he's going to do great things. And it was his Shvager, Rab Gershon Kitova, who would go on to Eretz Yisrael, become very, very famous. He said the other one would become a Rav in a certain city. And he said one of these three Yungalite, one day is going to be the chief rabbi in Prague. And he said he's going to become the Gadol Adar. This is a Meiser from the Baal Shem Tov. This is a Meiser that has Mekoyris in the Chassidish Sfarim. This is the rest of the story. It came from this nafgamina between Taisus Tutarutzim over here in the beginning of Masechtas Makis. This is the rest of the story and the rest of the rest of the story. Again, I always say this, that, you know, the best stories in the world are in the tshuvas, right? You want to tell a good story, learn a tshuva. You have to make up Meises. Sit down and learn a tshuva, especially a tshuva that comes with a Baal Shem Tov Meiser at the end. Doesn't get much better than this. This was the great Noida B'Yehuda. Yizichrei Baruch, Ezra Hashem, we started a new Masechta. Just getting started. We're 1 hour and 40 minutes in. Which, by the way, again, yeshiva, this is 2 months. So the fact that Daf Beis took 1 hour and 40 minutes with a raid bite, Nishka Ferlich, and Be'ezah Hashem, looking forward to going weiter.